Oh, what's poppin'? Oh, man, it's an exciting new week. I'm exhausted.
That was an exhausting. I was thinking about it. I spent more time away from my house than I did in my own house.
I think Thanksgiving anymore, it's all the holidays. I don't know. I don't really like them. They just wear me out.
That's good.
I went to two football games. What's the big deal?
Well, that's crazy. That's just nuts.
I was around a 2-year-old for quite a bit of time. That can be.
Oh, you don't tiring. Say. I had no idea. Maybe that's why it was so exhausting. And Annie's been sick, so it's even worse.
She's adorable, but
I saw Brooke Rye. I played with her a little bit at. That sounds weird, but I was talking to her a little bit at the tailgate.
Oh.
Telling her how to impersonate a turkey.
She's really hard on Layla. Oh,
why?
My God. She wants to hug her, and yeah. She wants to grab her fur. And
oh, boy.
Yeah, Layla was a good sport. Aw. Anyway, hey, I don't know how I was planning to open the show except to say we're in the DealsNadie.com studios. But then I was just looking at my Twitter as we were kicking off here, and I said, "Leaks." I tweeted out, "Leak sources, Matt Patricia will return in 2020. Why?" And the story in SI says that Matt Stafford was hurt, and there's all this locker room support, and people around the league feel that he needs another year. So anyway, the first response, here we go. What? She'll talk more about this in the pod than the game is dead, because Mark will cry if you talk you of him.
What?
Mike responds, true story, Mark is the biggest Harbaugh apologist. He's usually so smart when it comes to sports, but he's the cult, bro. Lame.
And?
I was just looking at my Twitter, and I'm so like, what's going on? I mean, I'm so tired.
So does that mean Michigan?
Barely even do a show today.
Michigan's supposed to fire Harbaugh? Is that guy's point?
No, I don't think that's his point.
Right.
He's saying you're an apologist.
Okay, and sure.
They can't keep changing coaches every 2 years, though, Drew.
Yes, in the NFL, yes, you can.
You're in the cult, bro.
I love the way people just.
Why don't people just write this?
Whatever.
Oh, wait. Say. Huh? Why don't people just write this? Am I not working today?
Slow down.
Nothing is. The printer's broken. Stapler's broken. Why don't they just write this?
I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I went to the game Thursday, and of course the Lions lose on a late touchdown.
I know.
What does that have to do with Matt Stafford?
They covered.
They can't hold a team when they have to, and they can't score when they have to. With Matt Stafford, they're 9-14-1 under. Anyway. Whatever.
Doesn't that really show that the two quarterbacks, like the drop off, really is not that much?
No, it wasn't. The third quarterback wasn't much drop off.
That's what I mean. It's the most important position, yet the most overrated position, I think, in all of sports. It really is.
Oh, man.
If you're an NFL quarterback, they're all similar except for about four or five guys that are really good.
So,
how about that onside kick, though?
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be an onside kick.
Of course not. Doesn't that sum up the Lions perfectly?
Yeah, I was like, that was the coolest call I've ever seen in my life.
I was talking to my brother about it.
It was supposed to be an onside kick.
And I said, it really sums up the Lions. He said, no, if it would have summed up the Lions, they would have returned it for a touchdown, the Bears. The Lions would have got it and then handed it back, and then they would have returned it for a touchdown.
Do we have anything happening on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Oh, man, I'm very excited.
Really?
Yeah, there's a 91-year-old who blocked the entrance to Home Depot because he was mad about the way they were dealing with his generator.
And rightly so.
And I'm on his side entirely.
Wait, he blocked Home? What did he block it with?
They
a truck?
Screwed him over.
With his truck. Do you want to hear the story?
I love when 91-year-olds show that much energy. Because I couldn't do that right now. I'm too tired.
Exactly. I'm half his age and I don't have the energy. Although I got to tell you, if Home Depot messed with me, maybe I would.
So we have his number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened?
He said it has to be with being disrespected as a customer for months. And he said, I finally had it. I don't like being stepped on. So he has
don't
a...
Don't you feel like people will usually cave in to a 91-year-old? Kind of cave in?
A company like Home Depot?
Yeah, I would think they would.
So it's really interesting because when it boils down to it, it's really over like $200.
Well, to a 91-year-old, he's on a fixed-in car. Okay, see, boomer.
He's got a 19-foot travel trailer that he takes to NASCAR events.
I love this guy.
This guy is awesome.
This guy is, he rocks.
So he bought
if you ever get involved in NASCAR, it's like tasting a fine wine. Once you taste fine wine, you don't want the $3 stuff.
This is Matt Riley in 32 years.
Yes.
91 years old, taking a trailer to, well, he wouldn't be doing that. Going to the Rose Bowl and getting hammered, staying out all night.
So he spends a couple hundred dollars on a generator, and he gets the generator home, and he opens it, and he couldn't get the gas tank had oil in it, and it wouldn't start. He couldn't get the thing to turn over.
It's now, like, crap, it doesn't work.
Side note, his job his whole life was owning a machine shop, so he knows
his
way.
Shit.
So he returned the generator, and they shipped it back to the manufacturer, and then charged him the $203 for repairs. He's like, it never worked. He was really mad.
Oh, because he tried to.
They claim that you already ran this. You already started. He's like, no, I didn't. The employee said, you ran it. He's like, no, I couldn't get it. So he went back and forth. So they got the manager, and the manager refused. And he said, well, I'm going to park my pickup right outside your front door and tell everyone what you did to me, and I've got the paperwork to prove it. Paperwork.
Isn't there two entrances to Home Depot, though?
Yeah, there usually are.
Yeah,
well, so 19-foot trailer, though. Maybe he's dropped the trailer.
Oh, I love it. Okay, we need to call this guy.
I'm on his team.
He sat there, read his Wall Street Journal, waited for the cops. They double-cuffed him and bruised him.
He read his Wall Street Journal's physical paper.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, I love him.
He's an old-timer, huh? Just look at him. Pumped. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, just look at him.
Here we are in December. And mortgage interest rates remain as low as they've been at any point this year. A lot of people may feel like, did I miss the boat on refinancing to save some money? The answer is no. Rates remain super low, although news doesn't report it as much because it's been going on since September. Hall Financial would love to help you with a refi. They take special care of the podcast listeners. They really do. We all know that. Hall Financial also wants you to have a stress-free holiday. That means lowering your mortgage payment now and maybe even consolidating these credit cards that have rising debts. David Hall sent me the stats over the weekend. Their last 20... Matt Riley must be
here.
Of their last 22 closings, 17 of them... Layla, let me finish the copy, Layla.
Someone get Brooke on her.
17 of them were ready to close in 10 days or less. That's not a lot of hassle. I mean, if you thought about a refi, you think, oh, God, I could take a loan. It's going to be over in 9 or 10 days. Yeah. Good chance.
It's a good time to do it, too. A lot of people have time off.
Incredible turn time and immediate results with Hall Financial. We'll get to you in a minute, man. Everybody's recovering from that debacle yesterday. That 91-year-old story. That was a welcome detour.
I know.
I'll just ask everybody. Most disappointing moment at the football game yesterday in Ann Arbor for Saturday.
Oh, wow.
The point where.
You mean when the game, in the game or all together?
Just kind of when you went, fuck. The hardest.
The fumble. The snap.
Okay. Matt?
God. Truthfully?
Yeah.
The missed extra point.
I was going to say the missed extra point.
It was like we came out of the box, we had the momentum, and then like you missed the extra point. It's like, ugh.
I know that is such a want after scoring, too.
Total. And on a good call, you know, runs it.
The highlight was easily taking the guy's shoe off, though.
Absolutely.
That was a blast. That'll live in infamy. It will. They'll be talking about it in 10 years.
So stupid.
And I thought the 41-yard run to start off the second half was also, that was a bit deflating. But Dobbins seemed to have his way. And as far as people arguing about what's wrong or fire or don't fire, all that.
Fire what?
Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
People want to fire him.
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous.
I know. They're not gonna fire him.
Like the bottom line is people just have to realize that you have Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State.
They're in another league.
Total another league.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be that way. If you remember when he was hired, there was so much hype. And honestly, I thought his first year was great.
Yep.
It really was. And his second year was pretty damn good. And it's not been quite, I mean, just can't seem to get the next level.
If you would have told anybody before the year, they're going to go 9-3, three losses to ranked teams. And they're going to go 2-1 against the rivals.
There come the talking points.
Those aren't talking points. It's the truth.
If you told anybody at the beginning of the year they're going to lose to Ohio State 56-27 at home, they'd say, fuck!
Well, yeah.
I care about the refs!
Why is it that, I mean, Ohio State, like I mean, they whip people, but not like, I mean,
they're
kicking our ass.
2 years in a row, what is going on there? There's something really weird happening in that game.
Yeah, and especially, what's craziest is how the defense just gets so exposed.
Well, you know what I hate,
too? Metellus was just awful.
Yeah.
There were a few mix-ups back there.
Just awful. Well, they go fast. Not only are they faster physically, They go so fast mentally, man, that team, that offense.
Oh, you know what was another really tough play was when Fields got hurt, and I was like, oh, my God, Fields is hurt. Anything can happen now. And then he comes in and throws that touchdown pass.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My God. Ouch.
Well, that second and 18, that went forever. But watch that play again. That was just, I think it was Ambry that just got totally lost on the play. It's like, okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah, it was a tough day. Yeah, so how pissed were people at the game?
wrong guy to ask.
What?
Wrong guy, wrong to, guy ask. To ask. I was enjoying myself.
No, you had such a wonderful weekend. How can you not be dying right now?
Oh, my
now?
God. I am on fumes, dude.
I honestly didn't think
you drank a lot.
There was that much anger. It was more just like, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, this is our reality now.
They won by more, and they gained more yards.
Well,
I would have never thought that would happen. And by the way, I hate people when they go after the game. Oh, well, I knew it was going to happen. They're so much faster. The talent gap is so huge. Oh, shut up. You did not know that was going to happen.
No. Brandon, like that. Like I said, I mean, how many points did they score on Rutgers? 60?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
They barely beat Maryland in overtime last year.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Rutgers with Greg Schiano again, by the way.
Is that done? Is that
final?
Yeah. Supposedly.
But he's a child, but he protects child molesters.
He does. Yeah.
Why is Rutgers okay with that?
That's when you're Rutgers. What else are you going to do? Yeah.
But wait, can we review? What happened to Tennessee this year, by the way? Because they ran him off because he protects child molesters.
Right.
What did Tennessee do? They're not even making a bowl, are they?
Oh, yeah, they are. They're, what, 7-5, maybe?
Oh, are they? Okay. Well, that was such. He was a grad student.
Yeah.
He was a graduate coach.
7-5. Right.
That was BS. No. Okay. All right.
Talked about it, but I'm sure you guys should talk about the two chicks at Auburn who fell into the hedges.
No, we have not.
I saw that.
That was so funny.
Oh, that was really funny. Oh, my God. That was a great game.
You know what? I forgot it was on. I mean, I may have been on in the garage, but we had the band going outside. I don't think I came in the garage once. After
how much dancing was there?
Oh, there was a lot. There was a lot.
Yeah, as we were leaving, my brother goes, oh, there's Maddie still dancing. Pointing at the house. Like, yeah, that's about right.
There's an unfortunate picture that I just got of me and my little friend sitting out. If you zoom in on the picture, you'll see there's a bottle sitting up on the deck there.
Oh, yeah. By the way, what a nice Crown Royal bottle.
Yeah, that just happened to be there. I don't know how that got there.
It's got a lot more booze in it than I would have thought.
Yeah, that was all right.
The first thing after that Auburn-Alabama game, I said to my buddies was, sweet, now we can play Alabama in a bowl.
Wrong.
Great.
I'm reading the bowls. I'm going, who's Michigan going to play? And I run into Alabama's Virginia Tech versus Alabama. What?
Tremendous school.
My only hope is that they have 19 first-round draft picks who skip the game.
Hopefully.
Which would be, what would that be? The
Citrus?
Citrus?
Yeah.
Where do they have
Michigan's
Michigan
supposed
right
to play Auburn in something.
Outback?
Outback, probably. Matt, can I ask you a serious question?
Outback?
Do you care about bowl games?
No.
Okay.
No.
Drew and I argue about this all the
wouldn't
time.
Wouldn't you rather win the bowl game?
Well, you'd rather
win than lose.
Would you
want to
lose the last
care
two games every year?
Doesn't
that's
matter
terrible.
But it doesn't matter. It's a preseason game
sucks
for next year.
Yeah, and it's going to get it. Yeah, I mean, with what happened to Tua, it's just, I think there's going to be just mass
pointless
exodus.
Oh, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
But I just thought Michigan getting hammered by Florida was just a horrible way to end the season.
Yeah.
They looked like shit.
Well,
Why did Florida care about the game?
And then it gets into the whole Big Ten SEC thing, you know.
Well, yeah, I find that kind of interesting myself. But hey,
matter
if Michigan wants to lose, why even go?
But you know,
well,
you
I just
know
want them to start all freshmen and sophomores, people that are going to be back next year.
I don't want
to do that.
I don't want to be old man, okay, boomer. But when we were young, I mean, like we watched like every bowl game. Right?
I know, I used to love it.
Oh God, I mean, like,
I still like watching bowl games.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, December 28th. Oh, the Gator Bowl's on tonight, you know, or the Houston Bluebonnet Bowl, the Astro Bluebonnet Bowl, and you'd watch every game.
Now yeah, but it's now like, it's the Poland Weed Eater, Beefo Brady's.
But they're just so
Bad Boy Mowers Bowl.
Like even on New Year's Day, they only like half of them are worth watching.
They don't matter.
But the biggest game of this weekend was Almont after the racial incident with Denby High. Brandon watched the game on TV.
It was on Fox Sports Plus. So I did watch it. Yeah, it had oh, what's his name? Devin Gardner, I think, was...
I'm going to get racial here.
There's the play-by-play.
I'm going to get racial.
He was color commentary.
Devin Gardner was color commentary?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Almont
game?
Well, you got to start
for
somewhere.
Fox Sports, I mean.
Okay.
Fox Sports Plus.
Johnny Cain.
Johnny Cain was the play-by-play.
Who I love. And at halftime, they actually addressed it. They had someone in, like, one of the officials, and so they talked about what had happened the previous week at Denby. And
who'd they blame?
They just said that it's an ongoing investigation, and they're waiting to hear from both schools.
How long did it take? Come on. How long did it take?
I heard that they found the person that did the spitting or something like that, and it was a person from a totally different town, from like Chesterfield.
They always say that.
Yeah. Of course. I like that they actually addressed it in the broadcast. You're kind of surprised.
They did their due diligence.
That's cool. I think that's good. Why they should.
But Elmont did
ultimately. They address all the Denby people, threatening Elmont people coming down to Ford Field?
The Ford's Field.
I don't think anything happened there. I knew a bunch of people that went, and they seemed to... You know,
were they frightened?
No, they ended up being just fine. Oh, Elmont did lose to Lansing Catholic.
Oh.
They were up 17-7 in the third, but then Lansing Catholic had a roaring fourth quarter.
What about your nemesis? Was he on the broadcast?
Dr. Kalmar? Dr. Kalmar emailed the show.
He
emailed the show.
He did?
Yes, he's received word of Brandon talking about his troubled
high school. He is the superintendent of the Elmont schools, and he was a teacher at Imlay City when I was there. He was my civics and my U.S. history teacher. And we did do some battling in high school.
Did he say that the battle is not over? Because you declared it dead, but we didn't know if he did.
No, he acted like it never happened. I think he was being nice. But he uses doctor. He can't prescribe drugs. Why is he calling himself a doctor? What's up with this guy?
I thought he had a nice statement at halftime of the game, though.
Let me just say this, okay? On behalf of all Caucasians, I apologize.
Get their shit in.
I apologize for the Caucasian race.
No, that's not what he said. He's taking... He believes that if there is something that any Elmont fans did, he was gonna find out. But he emailed the show. Please don't let Brandon fool you. He was a delight in the classroom and as a student. I don't think he ever had a detention, which is the biggest farce, the biggest lie possibly ever. I was in detention so much.
Well, that was
I
nice
almost
of
got
him.
Expelled.
You should keep that. You should keep that email for your resume.
It's a reference
for a job.
What did you almost get expelled for?
When I was a sophomore, I pushed a kid just in jest. I walked into a classroom and he was flipping me off. And I had known him. He was a freshman. I was a sophomore. We had had a couple classes already together.
Why is he flipping me the bird?
He was just fooling around. I think he was just joking with me.
Why'd you shove him?
Well, the majority of the desks, 98% of them, they had the bar on the left. You know, you sit in the right.
Right.
Bars on the left. Yeah. He had a special one for some reason.
Because he's probably left-handed.
Yeah, maybe.
A bunch of racist
desks. The bar was on the right. Anyway, I sat right next to him, and I just gave him a little shove. I just thought I was going to push him into the bar. Well, I ended up shoving him out of his desk, and he hit his head, and he cried a lot. He cried a lot.
What?
In 10th grade?
Really?
He was a freshman.
And he cried?
I should be back in school.
He cried a lot.
There he is.
And I think he was upset that he cried. He ended up telling the...
How could you be expelled for that?
Dean, because it was like a hazing. They considered it me bullying. Because
he cried.
So I got suspended for 10 days.
Detected for you, young man. We'll see you at 4.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you just like watch TV all day? Just like Price is Right?
Price is Right. That was always the go-to.
I most likely did. I probably slept in, played some video games and stuff. But they had to hold a meeting with the school board to determine whether or not I was going to be kicked out of school. And thankfully, my academics kept me in.
Whoa. Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
Wow. Did you have to go to any anger management or anything like that?
I didn't. I just had to serve a 10-day out-of-school suspension.
I should be back in school.
You know what that reminded me of? When I was in fifth grade, I was playing softball, you know, and I think it was after-school sports or something, and I was really into it. And I swung really hard. I let the bat go, and it flew, like, past first base, bounced a couple times, hit this kid in the leg, and he was crying for fucking hours. I thought a medevac was going to come get him. I mean, I thought there'd be bones sticking out of his leg.
How dare you?
And he was fine. It was nothing. It was like, what was that all about? And I was painted as the biggest villain ever, almost as bad as when I ran into the handicapped kid's wheelchair playing Cub Scout football. That was a disaster. Oh, my God.
Whoa,
was that
it? You're crying like a girl.
Ass over apple cart with a wheelchair. Oh, my God.
Was he on the field?
Yes.
Was he supposed to score? Oh, I remember.
He
was
on the
sideline. Yeah.
Okay. I was making a great grab. I mean, I should have been given credit for, you know, not risking my life. Instead, it's like I was picking on a handicapped kid. What's he doing over there? It's his mother's fault.
My dad always
yelling at herself.
My dad always told me, if you're on the sideline, you got to pay attention. If you get run over, it's your own fault. Seriously, he told me that when I was 11 at an Eastern Michigan game.
Ugh. Hey, is Terrell Pryor going to live, by the way, since we're talking a little bit?
In jail.
He got arrested. He got stabbed and then arrested.
Did you see the full story?
What did he do?
Didn't she get arrested too, though?
Yeah, he got arrested. Yeah, stabbed.
She did too.
So she did too.
Yeah. He, this girlfriend of a year, and friends went out to dinner. They had drinks. They get back home. He was waiting in the hallway, all pissed off, when they got back to his place for some reason. A female witness told cops that Pryor knocked her to the ground, began physically fighting with his girlfriend. That's when they locked up and, quote, began to tussle. Love that word, tussle.
OJ used that word.
Yeah.
The OJ fight, loved that.
The fight
tussle. How big is she? I mean, he's like, what? He's like 6'4".
There's a picture of him. She's beautiful, too. Yeah, he's very tall.
And like, he's rolling around in the hallway with
hammered,
him?
Though.
Yeah, I'm sure he's absolutely.
Fight spilled in the apartment, then into the kitchen, and then the witness to the next thing she saw was him clutching his chest and bleeding. It gets better, though, because they recovered a couple guns from his car after they took him to the hospital.
Oh, man. Has he been in much trouble prior, other than the tattoo, free tattoos or whatever?
She was just defending herself and had to do it, according to the one witness, who was probably her friend. The only reason I'm here is to make sure that he didn't die. We should have just let him die.
Wasn't there something with a Corvette or something?
Mercedes?
Something from a
glass
company guy out of Pennsylvania or something. It was an Ohio State guy.
This sounds like a really good one.
it was like the Cam Newton story.
The Bagman. Right? Where? That's pretty well known.
That's not the running back. Who's a running back? It was such
Claret?
A yeah.
No. Terrell. Okay. There's something.
It was Pryor. No, Claret just had the
drinking problem.
The flask of
Broncos practice
of Grey Goose.
Crazy.
Oh boy. Okay.
Did you see Terry Glenn Jr. died too?
Yeah. What happened to him?
Overdose.
Oh shit.
2 year anniversary of his dad dying.
Yep.
Remember his dad got a drunk driving accident on Thanksgiving.
Who was drunk?
Sad.
Was Terry Glenn?
Drunk? Oh yeah, Terry Glenn was.
Oh, boy. Jesus Christ.
No update on David Boston this week.
But Ohio State won the game. They lost the war, but they won the game. Jeez. Some people are saying the holidays are time for caring, sharing gifts of love to the ones we love, but our friends and original studio sponsors at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are doing just that, sharing their love, giving employee pricing for everyone. Most 2019 models in stock. Lease the 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. Or if it's Jeeps you crave, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. And then there's the Mac Daddy. Lease a 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed. Yes, everyone's on the A-Plan. Only at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. I just heard from another happy person who, here's the ping pong ball. We need the J.P. Kush commercial. And they got themselves a pretty nice deal on some health care. If you're self-employed, and saved a lot of time. I think that's what people do more than that. Yeah, there we go. Self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates just jumped, call our sponsor J.P. Kush & Associates. J.P. Kush & Associates promises that their customers always get the best health coverage at the lowest rates. They shop all the carriers, not just a few. They find the best coverage and prices. That's why their customers keep coming back year after year. You pay the same if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier yourself. So why would you do it yourself? I can't fathom why. 855-JP-KUSH. 855-JP-KUSH to get a quote today. Or go to jpkush.com. You might qualify for a zero premium health plan based on your household income. Or call the top rated carriers, Blue Cross, Priority Health, Molina. J.P. Kush & Associates, 855-4-JP-KUSH. No better call to make than for health insurance. Tell them your listeners, please. All right. God, I can't believe I have to do something Thursday night already.
I know.
I'm exhausted.
You.
I know you're organizing all shit.
Oh, God. I got to do that thing at Channel 4 tonight, and then I swear to God I'm going to go home and sleep.
Is it Sports Final Edition? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. With Jamie?
Yeah.
That blood alcohol detector thing is so cool.
Because what's the highest you ever got it to? Or someone has got it to?
Somebody who lives in my building, I won't say where, hit the max, which is 0.3.
That's the max?
Yeah, it'll error at 0.3.
What?
Yeah, well, it was
does that mean go to the hospital?
Depends who you are, I guess.
I think they need a more deluxe version. 3 isn't high enough.
Yeah.
That's probably smart, though, so you don't try to keep topping whatever.
Well, there was one of them that only goes up to like 0.15 for that reason, because they don't want you to do it for competition. We did, there were a few guys, the last people there, as we were cleaning everything up, and buttoning everything up, which is always a
Saturday.
Show. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's all the tents and we had the stage and everything and all the kegs and it's like, oh God, not now. But there were a couple guys who were Ubering who, they wanted to try it. So I gave it to them. One was a 2-1, the other was a 2-2.
That's good.
They were younger though. They were younger. So.
I don't know if that's good.
Liquor's drunkened me.
Nope, they're waiting for their Uber.
So we have an auction starting today, right? Online auction?
Actually, the auction started Thursday, but we're just kind of, you know, we blasted it a little on Thursday, but we're just really blasting it right now. At online auction is at killercares.org. Just go there. You can scroll down and hit the auction button. And so there's bids are starting to flow in.
Can you sit in the show? Is that one of them?
Yep. Look
at him now.
So probably obviously the coolest item here is behind the scenes with the Drew and Mike podcast. Get to come in, sit in on a show.
Yeah.
Another chance to see the guys is we're doing what we did last year, where we're auctioning off a celebrity bartender spot for anybody. And it'll be, they'll come in on your shift and also on the 8 o'clock shift. Your shift is 7 to 8, which is all you guys, and then also Larry Murphy and Amy Andrews.
Did you mention where it's at, the lodge?
Oh, it's at the lodge Bar and Grill.
Same place.
Lodge, Grill, and Bar, Kego Harbor. Starts at 4, bartenders start at 6. Free valet parking, free admission. Tons of silent auction items, including a chance to get a cameo from Drew Lane.
What?
Wow.
The first of many, I'm guessing. Also,
we have a celebrity cameo, by the way, to the show from someone. I
told really Brandon, is. I don't even want to play it.
I didn't like hearing it.
I was
either.
Annoyed in the first 20 seconds. I didn't even finish watching it.
I didn't either.
It was cringeworthy.
Don't even play it. I don't want to play it.
We'll think
guy.
About
we'll
it.
Play it later. We'll
it's
play
from
it.
Dustin Diamond. Apparently, oh, he's been told that I want to pass him in Twitter followers, or I will never quit. I'll work till the rest of my dying day if I don't pass him.
There you go.
Looking at the silent auction, is it fair to say that if you bid and go behind the scenes of the podcast, you might become a friend because we still talk to Lorne.
Oh, sure.
That's true.
Came in and Ashley.
Yeah. Ashley, yeah.
I've retweeted Ashley.
You still have Ashley.
Joe.
Yeah, we'll be calling Ashley's Ashley
back.
In May.
You still have Ashley
back. Absolutely.
Well, that's right. She's supposed to graduate. Ashley, are you going to graduate in May?
She's got a clock ticking.
You know what? I mean, you know, I obviously.
Good
I can't,
people have won.
I can't thank you guys enough for all that you guys do. You guys are one of the biggest driving forces of the whole charity, and really everybody like think of all the guys who've done stuff like guys who went to the game with you, Joe Vettig.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And what's it?
Joe was not happy yesterday.
Joe was Kevin Forrester and the boys were
all
there.
Yeah, they
yesterday.
Were there. Kevin was there with his dad.
Yeah, so it's like you become part of the crew. But the another really cool online item, any golfers. This is really cool. We have a chance to go down to Orlando. There will be a foursome at Isleworth Country Club, which is like where Tiger lived before he moved to Jupiter. That's where the whole scene happened.
Oh, this is where the accident happened?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in fact.
Right near that Perkins.
Yeah. And
the Perkins waitress, too. Oh,
no. It's near
the
that.
The tampon
it's
out the window.
The Perkins is literally outside the gates.
Yes.
It is. It's literally outside the gates.
Really?
That's why
I'm surprised Tiger didn't buy it and knock it down. Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you do that?
So,
yeah, but then the waitress would.
Repave the road that the tampon was chopped on.
But
buy her a restaurant.
There you go.
Have her sign an NDA.
So a ton of other guys live there. Shaq Griffey, Michael Jordan. So anyway, foursome at Isleworth. And also included in the package is a one-hour private clinic for 1 to 8 people. So you can take your foursome. You can add 4 if you want with Annika Sorenstam. And that's at Lake Nona Golf and Country Club in Orlando. It's a sister club to that.
Well, this sounds hoity-toity.
Why can't golfers carry their own clubs? Please.
Not if you're a golfer.
A golfer,
it's
cool
as hell.
That's awesome. We got a chance to throw out a first pitch at a Tigers game.
Oh, that's fun. That's pressure.
And they get Maz's Champions Club seats.
Oh, wow. Yep. Excellent. And do they
Does
get to assault,
he know that?
The, assault the buffet?
They get to assault the buffet and leave their wedding ring if they want.
Damn it. They'll turn the place upside down for it.
You'd be and high maintenance. Then we got
a really cool Red Wings New Year's Eve package. 4 tickets in the Players Club, which is, you know, the one where you can watch the players come out. It also includes all food and alcohol.
And, go Red Wings!
And they also get a pregame visit to the Fox Sports media truck. Oh. And then they get to watch the pregame show and hang out with Mickey and Ken up in the booth.
Whoa.
So that's
did you go to the game Wednesday night?
I wish I had. No, I was at Oak City Grill.
That's right.
Until
your home court bar.
Yes.
Somebody told me there was a pretty good crowd Wednesday night. I was like,
packed.
Really?
Packed.
6-1?
Talking about the Wings. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're just, man, they're just in a bad
People
way
still right. go, though, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially that game, New Year's Eve, they'll go, you know, when there's a good team in town.
Uh-huh.
We got a few other items up there. A bunch of club seats for all the sports is one of the packages. We got, and Michigan State fans, we got a signed Magic Johnson jersey and 2 incredible seats to the Minnesota game.
Whoa.
But so that's the online. And, of course, the event, there's tons of silent items. I think we have over 60 this year, including Drew's cameo.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
Gave us a basketball.
There you
go. Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing.
It's one guy who will not be bidding.
I think the bid before my final bid was $350.
Where's the get it on out of here drop?
Oh, yeah.
Magic. But anyway, Mickey Redmond's also going to be do a cameo. That's a silent item. Tons of celebrity bartenders. All you guys, Greg Campy, Hammer, ML Elric.
What time is Campy coming?
Campy is, of course, Hammer. Hammer always designates who's on her shift. Like I said, she's the only one who comes with a rider. So Jamie Edmonds, Hammer, Campy, Wojo, they're all on the 9 to 10. The 8 to 9 is also involved in the winner. So they'll do half their shift with you and the second half with Mickey Redmond, Erica Erickson. I can't remember who else is on the 8 to 9 right
When's
now.
When's Woody showing up?
Woody does the late shift, baby. Yeah. That's always,
kind of crazy if you stay late.
11 to 12. 11 to 12, and then at midnight, Huel shows up with his selfie stick. And, the only thing.
Huel's in?
Yeah, Huel's in.
All right.
Hell yeah.
All right, wrap it up. I got to get into my spots here. Anything else?
No, just, again, Thursday, December 5th, starting at 6 o'clock, free valet parking, free admission. Tips, all the bartender tips go to the charity. Proud to say we are already over $31,000 in funds raised.
Really?
Just in,
are we getting bids on the auction stuff?
That's not included. That's just in sponsorships.
You mean what we started on Thursday? Is it getting bids?
Yeah.
Okay,
in fact, Sorenstam package, is it at 16, Mark?
I didn't look. It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
And I think you guys are up. I think like half the items have bids so far, and we really haven't even pushed it that hard.
Yeah.
All right, we're pushing it now.
And all the money goes to?
Oh, of course. Long weekend. Sorry, guys. Right. Our Children's Fund, which is what Killer started, you know, his first charity, the West Bloomfield Schools. Team Joseph, of course, near and dear to all our hearts. Marisa Penrod and the gang. That is for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy Research and Family Assistance Program. And Defeat the Label, anti-bullying. So guys like Brandon can't be making people cry at night.
How much money has been raised since Killer died?
Close to $1 million.
It would blow his mind. Yeah. It would blow his mind.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you. We did the June event, which we had never done before, and we hit over $74,000. So I expected this year to be a drop. And the way we're going right now, I'm pretty geeked going in. I mean, we got $30,000 already before we even walk in the door. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, go get some rest.
Yep.
And save something up for Thursday.
I got to go downtown.
What?
Yeah, Channel 4.
Channel
4. Oh, that's right. Any idea? I texted Matt Thursday morning. What time are you on Fox 2? Because I'm always thinking, he goes crazy on Wednesday night. How can he do TV on Thursday morning? Yeah. You said 10:05. And what was your BA at that point when I texted?
I thought you meant when I left in the morning.
Well, it seemed to me that before, like a couple hours before Fox 2, you just woken up and it was like 0.12.
0.12, yeah.
Couldn't tell on TV. You looked solid, man.
Well, as long as I got an hour to get things together, have a couple of hours.
What is this freak?
I don't know how you do it.
How
do you do it?
I'm going to sleep tonight. What time are we working out tomorrow? Not radio,
10 o'clock?
Radio for 2.
10 o'clock sounds great.
All right,
3. Hungo's listening.
Right over.
Yeah, Hungo's on board.
Hungo's on board. All right, guys.
Okay,
thanks.
Cool.
As always, you guys are the best.
We're going to kill it Thursday. I don't know
this
how.
This will be fun. Yeah.
We'll find the energy, but we will. As they are killing it with the trifectas and locks of the week at Zotford with Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. Busting into Brandon's territory, his lock of the week. What's the lock of the week this week?
Well, last week he took Ohio State.
Last week I took Ohio State.
Oh, so you want it was a lock.
Yeah, it was a lock.
It was a lock. Yeah, wow. Look at that lock of the week kicking ass. anyway, Zotford now is offering their lock of the month with a never-before-seen trifecta. More than double your paycheck. 0% financing up to 72 months on your new Ford. No payments for 3 months for your new Ford. And then finally, in addition to 0% financing, no payment for 90 days, Zotford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. So that's pay bills money, that's gifts for the holidays money, vacation money, or get a lower, much lower payment money. Your choice. Pick up the phone, call Anthony to activate your lock trifecta of the month with 0% financing, no payment until after the holidays, and $7,000 cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151 is the magic number. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to kibosh Zotford's ultimate lock.
I was up there on Black Friday. And,
Zotford.
Zotford. I've never seen the place so busy yet so quiet. There's a lot of work getting done.
Really?
Yeah, they were packed, too. Felt weird. Like,
You're busy on Black Friday?
Yeah, Steve. I was talking to him for a while. So it's one of their busiest days. So anytime people are off.
Yeah. Yeah, some things get real slow this time of year, and some things go crazy. I thought I read that Black Friday didn't do the amount it usually did, and was like, what?
What? No, I read the opposite.
Drew, read that first. I first read that, oh, my God, empty stores on Black Friday, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw a news story where they're up like 15% compared to last year, and a lot of it is because of online sales.
Okay.
And cell phones.
50% of the new... Yeah, all the new sales were done online through smartphones.
Well, if I don't see on the news, like, five different stories about people stabbing each other for the last, you know, whatever it is, I feel like, wow, it must be a bad year. And I only saw one fighting story.
I know. I thought that, was London having a Black Friday special or just stabbing
there? Oh, man.
That was crazy.
I know. And the guy who subdued the terrorist.
Yeah, the hero.
He murdered somebody. He was on like an... What, they let him out for a day just to see if they don't kill anyone?
He was out on a day pass.
What the hell is that? He killed someone in 2004.
There's going to be all this outrage about the actual stabber because he was let out early, but the guy that's on a day pass is a hero. It's like it's like Suicide Squad.
Can we face murderers off like that? Can we have a March Madness where we face all the most horrible murders against each other?
Let them attack each other.
Yeah, have one guy go to London Bridge, try to stab somebody. Somebody else has to get him first.
I love that everyone's lauding this guy as a hero, and the family's like, not exactly. This guy murdered our 21.
He slit her throat.
I know. He's a monster.
Oh, my God.
If only there was a murderer there to stop him.
Well, you know, I'm so pissed. I actually bet on the Lions game on my bookie, and I bet on the Bears, and
I lost.
I won.
What do you mean? Oh, because you got the money back.
I got the money back.
Yeah. So, I didn't want to. I wanted to bet the Lions, but I'm like, Jeff Blau?
I know. I threw for 280 yards. I mean, threw a bomb his first pass for a touchdown.
I've never seen a guy that wide open.
He looked really good for 5 minutes.
He did look really good. Yeah, he kind of cooled off. Kind of like Shea. Shea had 250 yards at halftime.
Yeah, great.
4 for 25 in the second half. Ouch.
Because once he fumbled the ball, he decided to quit, too.
I think some other people might have quit trying to catch the ball. Or so.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Anyway, mybookie.ag, if you want to... get a bonus, or if you just want to, some people prefer to just bet their own money. That way they can take it in and out as soon as they want, or leave it in there as long as you want. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. Hop on the gravy train. Get in the action with MyBookie. And, of course, the lock of the week, the attendant lock of the week, which is another lock with Ohio State and Brandon. So there you go. So much to bet on, too. Fantasy players and other sports. Soccer. Mark's
soccer,
betting on
soccer.
Soccer,
yeah, it's great.
It's crazy.
Great way to lose or win money. What?
What happened?
I think I'm pretty even on soccer gambling.
Okay. even usually doesn't mean even.
No, it's even. As far as anyone needs to know.
All right. Well, there's been a lot that's happened since.
You got a
Wednesday.
Car, man, too.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that. I'm psyched to do that. I was just going to mention a couple things quickly. Because they're sort of related to the time of year. Colin Kaepernick, did you see what he's doing at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
He was at un-Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For indigenous people. And then he retweeted a Washington Post writer that was calling Thanksgiving racist. and said the U.S. government stole 1.5 billion acres of land. Is he just reading history books?
You know what bothers me about that? Okay, we all know that.
Right.
What are we supposed to do about it now?
I hate to be this way, but that's what I say about a lot of stuff. I'm like, you know, I didn't do it.
I mean,
I don't know anyone that did it.
As long as we're aware of it, which I think everybody is aware of how we know.
How much do we have to talk about? I mean, seriously, I'm thinking of all the dumb things I've done in my life. If anybody's talking about this shit in 5 years, I'd be really disappointed.
How many people are out there denying that the government took indigenous people's land?
If they are, so no one, fuck them.
No one's
denying. Who cares? They're not going to help resolve it anyway.
I know. I there's plenty of better ways to spend your weekend.
I mean, he just seems to me, I don't want to criticize Colin Kaepernick, but that's kind of what I'm just, he needs to relax.
I know.
A lot of people out there need to relax. Pete Davidson, was he show
just,
here?
I just had a thought, by the way. It's a little ridiculous that he's doing that while David Blau is quarterbacking a team in the NFL on Thanksgiving Day.
Pretty well, too. Yeah, it's kind of stupid, but you know, I can't help but say Colin Kaepernick is a big part of the reason he's not playing. For everyone to
I understand.
He's understand of it.
He's
a big part of it.
It just seems kind of silly that what's the guy's name? Is it David Blau? I don't even know his
David
first
Blau.
Name.
I think
called
it's
him
David.
Jeff and yeah, Jeff
oh,
Driscoll.
Is it Jeff? Maybe it is Jeff
Driscoll. Jeff David Driscoll. Blau.
Okay, and now they've got another quarterback, don't they?
Hopefully, great.
Because Driscoll,
he's
out
on the IR. Uh huh.
Okay, so who's our new quarterback?
Well,
can we start him this week?
Shouldn't it be our tight end who?
Oh, Logan Thomas, the Hokie,
played quarterback.
Alabama's going to just kill us.
They just signed Kyle Sloter.
What the hell is that?
He was on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad.
Where did he go to college? Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
It's where you don't even know these guys.
Well, remember they got turned down for the XFL quarterback, which is just
Josh awesome. Johnson.
Just awesome.
Who was Josh Johnson, by the way?
Remember Josh Johnson? He was in Buffalo for a while.
I remember one on the University of Illinois when they beat Michigan. Wasn't that Josh Johnson?
Was that him?
Oh, wait. Am I thinking of Josh? Am I confusing Josh Jackson? Josh, he's the guy at Maryland.
Maryland quarterback now, yeah.
Illinois had a quarterback when they beat Michigan at home on a last second
years
catch.
Ago, though.
Yeah, it was good while. I know it's not him, but that was the first thing that hit my brain. Was that guy's name?
I think it might have been Josh Johnson. I mean, it's such a common name.
Oh, Johnson. I think his name was Johnson. Who do we pick up? Josh Jackson or Josh Jackson?
No one knows. No, we picked up some guy. What did you say his name was?
Kyle Sloter.
Kyle's quarterback named Kyle. Has there ever been a good quarterback named Kyle?
I don't think so. Has there been is there a great athlete named Kyle? Kyle Rote Jr.?
Kyle Fuller?
Kyle Rote Jr. was a soccer player, wasn't he?
Yes. That's weird.
He was in the Superstars competition.
How about Kyle?
About three people just went, oh my God, I remember that.
Kyle Laletta was a quarterback.
Kyle Busch is
Kyle
really
Orton.
Good. Kyle Busch is really good at NASCAR.
That's what I was thinking. It was a race car driver. But
Kyle
that's not
Lowry.
Athlete.
Kyle Orton, remember from Purdue?
Yeah, I remember him.
That's the only Kyle I can think of.
Pete Davidson, was there a show here this weekend?
I think so.
Because somebody sent me and they said, I went to the show, and I'm assuming they meant Royal Oak Music Theater, and they were made to sign a non-disclosure agreement and lock up their phone for Pete effing Davidson. Mm-hmm. And it seems he's been doing this since November 7th, and it orders you to not discuss the show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere.
Yeah, no commentary at all.
What?
Or risk having to pay $1 million.
Which, come on.
I thought maybe that was a joke, but they said you had to sign these things to get in.
Are they really going to go after someone?
They refund your money, apparently. If you won't sign it, they'll refund your money.
Oh, I mean, if you do sign it and then start.
Oh. That's pretty tough. I think that's a pretty tough case.
$1 million.
What
if you
incorporate? This is another guy who's just off the rails.
What if you start an LLC and the LLC buys the ticket and then that LLC just spreads it?
It's
a
great idea.
Just declare bankruptcy as soon as Pete Davidson sues.
I like that idea.
It's so dumb. It's so stupid.
Was there an SNL this week?
No.
That was a repeat.
Okay.
He was here, by the way. So, yeah.
Okay. And wait, who's the asshole lawyer he played on one of the skits recently? The guy that stole
Avenatti.
Yeah, Avenatti. He's all mad.
Yeah.
He's all pissed at Pete Davidson for playing him.
Oh, whatever.
Like he chose it himself.
Hasn't he gone away yet? No. Go away. Why isn't he
in jail yet?
You're right. No one ever disappears.
They don't. God, it's frustrating. What are they going to do for Where Are They Nows if no one ever disappears? Where Are They Now is the coolest thing ever, isn't it? Isn't it fun to find out where someone is now?
Trying to think of who do I care that I haven't thought about in forever, and where are they now?
Where's Larry Zonka?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh.
I always
wonder. Where's that Illinois quarterback that threw that touchdown pass? Where's he now?
Where's Kyle Orton? Whatever happened to him?
Somebody, one of the teams, I don't know which one, one of the teams, I think it was last year, really needed a quarterback, and so they called Kyle Orton to come back for like 1 week, and he said, no, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Or was that Rex Grossman?
I'm fucking tired.
I always get
You're
those two mixed
player.
Up, Orton and Grossman. And they just said, no, I'm done. I'm tired.
Wait, we forgot about Kyle Allen, who's been tearing it up for Carolina this year.
Oh, yeah.
Where's he from? I don't remember that guy.
I don't remember where he went either. I don't know who any quarterbacks are in the NFL anymore.
He went to Texas A&M.
There's been so many, like, second string, third string quarterbacks playing. I can't keep up.
Okay, so let's see. Colin Kaepernick, Pete Davidson, and then this Kid Rock story. Wow. He goes on this drunken rampage at his own bar, I guess. Mm. And, you know, this was just a bad look. I don't know why. And, you know, Kid Rock's been great to us. He came in studio. He's a lot of fun. I've always liked him. But I feel like he's crossing into, I'm finding all people now, like Kaepernick, who are just stuck in this zone of, fuck you, I'm always right. My side, it's like, I don't understand. Why are people constantly feeling this need to prove they're right about Trump, or they're wrong about, or people are wrong about Trump?
That's kind of a new phenomenon.
I feel like it's just madness.
Yeah, but isn't that a new phenomenon on each side where...
It seems like it's crazier than ever.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I did for a while.
Because he's dug his heels in on Trump, it's like he has to...
Why does he want to do that? I don't know. But anyway,
maybe because it starts innocently. I support him, and the next thing you know, he's pretending to run from Senate, and then you get all these calls of racism, which probably pisses him off.
Yeah, I know it does.
I don't think he's racist at all.
I know it pisses him off, and
I don't, you know, as far as I know him.
But I would think you just kind of want to fade into being Kid Rock, sellout performer. But it seems that he has to answer all the time, and he's bombed, and he said, you know, hey, I was fucked up, and I said something dumb, big deal, you know.
And that Taylor Swift tweet a while ago was
that was weird, too. Yeah. I thought that was odd. But anyway, can we have the audio of that?
Yeah.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy that says, hey,
looks
I'm
happy.
Can
you pause it for a sec? Just heads up for one of the most annoying women ever who's filming.
Hey, you're fucking racist. I'm like, you're fucking weird.
Oh, my
weird.
God.
You call your people, I'll call mine. Like, what? She's fucking weird, right?
I'm going to get Wayne Rachel here. I'm going to get...
I love the commentary.
I'm the guy that you want to just be like, hey, I want Kid Rock on my side.
I'm dying. I can't.
Why is he still up there?
I'm not the bad guy.
It's his bar.
I'm the fucking guy you want. Like, hey, he's pretty cool.
No.
What the hell are you talking to?
Look at
I can't even understand what the fuck he's saying.
Keep saying, like, you know, suck my wiener sideways.
This and this.
This is racist!
I'll have you.
You're like, hey, well, pretty sure Kid Rock's a racist. I'm like,
seems to be having a conversation with himself.
Is he doing? I know exactly. Is he doing stand up or something? What is he doing?
Well, the band's still playing. That's the cool thing. Now he's going into the song.
Oh, he's in the middle of a song.
Yeah, that's the band playing along.
What song is it?
Proud Mary.
Oh, man. Okay.
I think he was just drunk.
It's weird because it seems to be a rant about something that happened 5 years ago that no one's really asking about.
Yeah. Well, he was, you know, this, of course, went on TMZ and went all over the place. And so, of course, Kid Rock, what were you doing? And he comes out with this thing about how, oh, it was asked to be on Oprah 5 years ago. Was Oprah on 5 years ago?
Well,
not that, obviously he meant when, yeah. Whatever. And they asked me to tell him five things I love about Oprah. And I said, fuck him.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to do that.
And that's still bothering him?
I guess. I don't know. I just think it's...
I don't know,
it's hard when you like somebody, because I do like Kid Rock. But I just don't know what... I don't know. I feel like it would have been better if he just said, you know what, that was dumb.
I was
sorry.
Drunk. I messed up.
Yeah, I'm drunk. I was on stage.
Well, he did say, I have a big mouth and I drink too much sometimes. Shocker.
Why all the other stuff?
Yeah, I don't...
Oprah, I mean, what's the problem with Oprah anyway?
I know. I don't really know where he's coming from here. I guess that's what bothers me. I feel like I've followed him sort of along, like, okay, I get it. I don't always like it, but I get it. I just don't get this. I didn't get the Taylor Swift tweet, too. Although if he tweeted it maybe a couple weeks later after she went after Big Machine, I might have understood.
Yeah.
That reminds me, though, since we're talking about Kid Rock, that I read this story this morning about Chris Martin's sister, the Coldplay guy.
Oh, why?
Coldplay's number one.
Are they?
Record was number one. I know that. Anyway, it's a long story, and I thought it was going to be a different kind of story. It said, Chris Martin's sister works three jobs to make ends meet.
Old fake.
Oh, does this mean that Chris Martin is really cheap or something?
Does she work for Chris Martin?
No. It turns out that she's much younger, and she changed her name because she thought she didn't want to get acting jobs because her last name was Martin.
Oh,
like everybody's going to go, oh, your name's Martin? You must be Chris Martin's sister. I mean, it's pretty common.
Dumbest. Why wouldn't they think she was Steve Martin's sister?
I don't know.
Chris Martin would be the first thing they think of.
So Steve Martin, what happened was she didn't get any acting jobs. Mm. So she must not be very good.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now
we
know.
Did she change her name back?
No. Her name is, she goes by Nicola Wren.
That's a dumb name.
I know. And so now we know that she's Nicola Wren, Chris Martin's sister. So now, if anything, she's going to get acting jobs because she's Chris Martin's sister. It's kind of a Jeff Galooly move, yeah, too, to say your new name.
I kind of admire that. That's not a bad move, actually.
Oh, man.
Because she's pretending that what's happening isn't what's happening.
How far in are we, Brandon?
50 minutes. 50
I had no idea. If you'd said 2 hours, I wouldn't have known. If you said 10 minutes, I wouldn't have known the difference.
Speaking of a where are they now... did you see who decided for some reason to come out as gender fluid in an interview?
Yes, I did.
And is this not one of the last people you would expect
Absolutely.
To have come out as? I don't even think this person knows what gender fluid means.
I mean, to me, he's Gail Sayers.
Exactly.
Brian's song, Billy Dee Williams.
You know, why is Billy Dee Williams coming out as gender fluid?
He's 82. Is he just... Is he still boofooing people?
I don't know.
And having sex? I mean...
Well, no, he just...
What does gender fluid mean, too?
Sometimes he
refers to... I don't even know what he means.
Refers to himself and herself. He just apparently is...
He said he has a soft side. I mean, it maybe he's trying to inspire people, which is fine.
Well,
I don't have an argument with it.
We've seen his soft
side. It was so strange.
The world moves fast. But change isn't always a good thing.
What?
You got it right the first time around.
What? That's you sure about that, Billy?
Turn to the great taste of Colt 45. It's the same bold classic it's always been, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Yeah. Colt 45. Because sometimes
the
true original doesn't need to change a thing.
Oh, it doesn't? Then why are you so fluid?
Yeah, I don't...
It was just really random.
I know it was really very random, definitely. And I saw that...
Well, at least now we know where Billy Dee Williams is. He's
gender fluiding somewhere.
Yeah.
But does that mean that he likes guys and he likes girls? I mean, that's easier for me to understand.
He just feels a little effeminate sometimes, I guess. And he's in touch with his female side.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm never going to have sex with Billy Dee Williams. Or it's not gonna
sometimes you just
life.
Have to refer to him as her, he said.
Okay. And then I saw that Dwayne Wade was defending his son, who had done his nails and was wearing a crop top.
Yeah.
Not a cutoff shirt, which guys wear, but a crop top.
It was a crop top.
I know it was. I saw it.
I'm more interested in the other Dwayne Wade story of the
I am
weekend.
Too.
Mainly because I went by this story a bunch of times just going, who cares? Who cares? Why is this a story? Who cares? And it's Gabrielle Union being fired from America's Got Talent.
By the way.
To me, it was, okay, a celebrity's upset they got fired. Boo-hoo. Who cares?
Right.
And now it's turned into NBC's the worst place ever. And I really got intrigued when she got the support of Deborah Messing, who we last heard. Deborah Messing was mad and wanted to dox anybody that went to a Trump fundraiser. And he totally boomeranged on her. And all I can think of is, if I was Gabrielle Union, I don't think I would want to be supported by Deborah Messing in any shape or fashion.
I didn't even know Deborah Messing had entered the fray.
Oh, yeah.
Why did all these people enter the fray? By the way, it's one of those stories that if you read it, I think you could go, I read it and I was like, okay, she's been blown out at AGT. The ratings are down.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason, because that show has always done very well. And it's at a teeter-totter point where, you know, if the ratings are dropping, they could be just, the show could be disappearing. And so they're going, well, she obviously didn't get it done. And, you know, when I read the story too, the writer of the story, one of the stories I read was suggesting that she's right. This is horrible. And they said, even though the ratings were down, she has the biggest social media connectivity of any AGT person ever. And it's like,
really? More than Stern?
What? They don't, but they don't, they want ratings.
Yeah.
Social media posts don't help AGT. They need TV ratings. And AGT has always hired females, people of color, mm-hmm. guys too, Simon Cowell, Howard Stern, Howie, but Heidi Klum, Mel B, Gabriella. Who was the other one blown out? Julianne Hough?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think they. You can say that they cheat women.
I know, but Ellen Pompeo's mad, so...
Why was Ellen Pompeo?
Here's the story. This is the version of the story that got me interested was Deborah Messing spoke out in support of Gabrielle Union. The Will and Grace stars called out NBC, the show's network, for its, quote, disgusting behavior. So now I'm like, okay, what didn't happen here?
When you look at what she's complaining about, these are real picky uni things. One of them,
you're talking about a very successful actress who's married to a very successful basketball player. How big an actress is she?
I don't even know.
She's pretty big. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Okay, then why would she give a fuck? Why would she want to go out on a limb for this? It's like, this is kind of a failure. You got fired.
Was the workplace really that hostile towards her?
I don't believe that for a second. You know what she's bitching about? Simon Cowell smoking cigarettes before tapings.
And?
Simon Cowell, he's a star of the show. Okay, he shouldn't smoke cigarettes. Of course he shouldn't. I don't even get the impression, because I was looking for it naturally, that he was smoking in the studio or anything. She just didn't like him smelling of cigarettes.
Here's Messing's tweet. Thank you for this, at Ellen Pompeo. This is disgusting behavior from a network that has been my professional home for decades. Addressing a hostile work.
Why are you there for decades then? If they're so horrible.
That was my point. Are they really horrible to Deborah Messing? And
you took a lot of money from them. You cashed a lot of checks from them.
Twice. Two times around, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge
money. The Jay Leno joke was getting all the attention. Jay Leno made a joke about Simon Cowell, a picture of him and his dogs that looked like, you know, something to be on a Korean restaurant menu. The dogs. A joke about Koreans eating dog, I guess.
Hasn't that joke
and
been
around
forever?
The oldest joke. Yeah, it's been around forever. Well, it's unfair to Asian people.
Not to mention the fact that in Korea they do eat dogs.
Yes, they do.
I mean, that is a fact.
The joke is factually, I mean, honestly, they cut the joke. She complained about the joke and they cut it. So it never aired. It never aired. Jay Leno, it seems to me to be a really nice person. I mean, we really need to cancel Jay Leno over this joke that's true?
No, not at all.
Okay, then there's the there's some kid who sang, who she loved, a little black kid. She thought was great. He went up against this white dance troupe, I guess, and the white dance troupe won. And so she said...
Isn't that who America voted for?
Yes, it's who America selected. The very racist American chose
story.
The white it's dance
so
troupe. I know, it is so dumb. So she wanted them to do something about it. He's done so well in rehearsals. Oh, my God. How can we? You know, this is racist.
What? All because Gabrielle Union
You know, fired. It sounds to me like, honestly, if I was running that show, I'd go, oh my God, she's thank too God. Into the show. Can't she just host the fucking thing and get us ratings?
Well, thank God Dwayne Wade backed her on Twitter today. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. That was
wait, numbers don't? Yeah. Yeah, ratings are down.
Over this past year, I've been approached by many. These are the numbers he's talking about.
Okay.
I've been approached by many people saying that my wife, at It's Gabrielle U, is the main reason they started watching America's Got Talent, or that they love her insight and sincerity on the show.
Oh, so he has different ratings than
yeah, the Dwayne
NBC
Wade.
Has?
It's the Dwayne Wade ratings. That's how many people way, come up to him and tell him.
Who goes up to Dwayne Wade and says
sycophants. Sycophants, dude.
If I was Dwayne Wade, I'd be pretty fucking tired of people telling I'm watching AJT because of Gabriella.
It's probably like LeBron told him that.
And if it happens all the time, you know he'd be tired of it.
What is going on?
I wouldn't think she'd... I've never seen her with honor. She may be the greatest host ever. I would have no idea. I can't say I get real excited about seeing AGT because Gabrielle Union hosts
no,
it.
No. Or any of the hosts, really. I mean, Howard.
Simon's good.
Howard was good.
I thought Simon was... Howard...
Well, wasn't Howard Stern on America's Got Talent?
Yeah, he was not the host of the show, though. He was a judge.
Isn't that what she is?
Nick was a host. Yeah, she took over for Nick.
Gabrielle Union did? I thought she was a judge.
She's a judge.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, you know the show better than I do.
I think Terry Crews took over.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. We talked about
this. He's black.
Yeah. How was she, Brandon? Was she an important part of the show?
I didn't watch the show.
Ooh, here's informants. No, informants claimed to Variety that the women were constantly critiqued on their appearance. Huff received critiques on her outfits, makeup, and hair. Well, Gabrielle Union was told her hairstyles were too black.
Can she post something with a memo that says her hairstyle's too black? I do not believe. Well, maybe they would. Maybe NBC's that dumb. They've done a lot of dumb things. It's possible.
I can't believe the Jay Leno joke is...
You know, the part about appearance, to me, gets so annoying. When someone like Juliana Huff and Gabrielle, who are both gorgeous...
Beautiful, uh-huh.
...suggest that, oh my God, they like my appearance! It's like, no, you were hired because you're hot.
I know, but those two, you know, tough lives.
Boy.
Don't get it.
I know. I don't know who this helps. Is this NBC?
No one.
First of all, it seems that TV networks never fire anyone who fucks up at the top. I mean, you've got to force like 50 women to blow you to lose a job at a network.
Yeah, Leslie.
Dr. Yalo has supported the show for a couple years now, and we've come through. Nearly 100 of you have gotten life-changing surgery from him, coupled just recently, either custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45+. Who are tired of reading glasses. Eye surgery is a well thought out decision. It's important to go with the best and most experienced. Yaldo is number one in Michigan. Doesn't leave you with promises of low-cost LASIK, but then he does. Because if you go out and you go to some of those places that advertise low cost, and you find out what the real price is, and you think Dr. Yaldo won't match it, he will. Mm. So Dr. Yaldo promises, Drew and Mike listeners, he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. How can you beat that? Get the best, pay the least. The evaluation is free, 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And you can't just go there. You have to run around collecting prices from everybody first.
Ooh.
And Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music. They provide exciting and motivating music lessons and experiences with Detroit's finest musicians, professional musicians. They want to awaken the rock star in you. They're looking for adults who want to learn to play an instrument or who already play, but they're looking for somebody to jam with. They put these bands together, and, you know, these people are having a great time, whether you think they're great or whatever. They're having a ball.
Fun, yeah.
They're self-actualizing. And adult scholarships are now available via the Dave Lonzo Memorial Scholarship Program. Gift certificates are also available, so you can give the gift of music this holiday season. Playing music is always on someone's bucket list or one of their New Year's resolutions. And as always, stop practicing, start performing, and start rocking now. Call Detroit School of Rock and Pop at 1-888-988-ROCK or visit us online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is super exciting. Someone has returned to YouTube. Someone who's been... I can't even say with a straight face.
Hi, everybody. It's Olivia Jade. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Obviously, I've been gone for a really long time. And as much as I wish I could talk about all of this, it's really hard for me to say this just because I know that it's something that needs to be addressed. It's just, unfortunately,
why are you back on YouTube?
know exactly when I should come back to
you. But I'm back here to sell my shit.
The reason for that is just because I'm legally not allowed to speak on anything going on right now. A part of me is like,
I want my income though.
I can't believe how many edits there are. It's like she can't put together a string of thoughts.
I know there's a lot of those are like that. She wants to sell
right
her shit
now because it's been so long and I actually really, really miss it. Like I genuinely
miss the money.
Miss filming. I feel like a huge part of me is just not the same because this is something that I'm really passionate about and something I really like to do.
The money.
But I also didn't know. I debated for like 7 or 8 months, like, well, if I can't talk about it, is there a point in coming back?
That's right.
And not being able to say anything. I want to come back because I want to come back. There's no point in me just talking for 10 minutes to the camera about how I wish I could say something when I really can't. So I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you so much for your patience. Or if you stuck around for 9 months just waiting. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
this is the best I can do. And
I should be back in school
with my life, not trying to be in a selfish way. It's so hard because I'm not trying to like
stop speaking
this about me or like how I'm
making it about me. You are. You're talking about what you wanting to be back.
Though I'm terrified to make this video.
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
I know that I also want to start taking smaller steps in the right direction for people that have been DMing and asking me. Moral of the story is I've missed you guys so much.
Shut your fucking talk
hole. To start filming again and to start uploading.
I missed you guys so much.
Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, you want the cash.
Blah, 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 blah. First comment underneath. I can hear and feel the pain in her voice. She's afraid to talk to us on YouTube, and she's asking us for permission to be on YouTube.
How many fucking
support
comments
support you?
There? I know I'm going to be ill.
6,020.
How many likes?
35,000.
Really?
Yeah, 2,800 downvotes. Now it's 2,801.
That's not very many for her.
It's too late now. The internet hates her because she literally wasn't giving a shit about school or education. No one wants to support her brand, and no one will hire because of the scandal. She knows how hard it is to work your way through it and get the education you need, but she still threw the whole value of hard work out the window. I literally feel little sympathy for her because I found out the cold hard truth how it was.
Her family's worth $100 million. She doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't.
This is her walking around money, Brandon. This is the 250 grand she just blows all over Rodeo Drive.
Don't be nervous. Not everyone is cruel. I can't imagine how tough things have been. With everything being so public, hang in there. And I hope things work out. Do people not... like she's really had that tough of a time.
How many views are there for this?
346,000.
It's only one of them.
And it just got posted today. There haven't been there.
Oh my
she
God.
Has almost 2 million subscribers.
Well, she got 1/6 of her people viewing it. Oh my God, I was stupid.
Missed you. Just carry on, and one day you can talk to us about it. Be brutally honest.
That will not happen.
What's to say? I went to college and I got in.
Yeah.
I mean, her mom is doing mock trials right now.
No, what she should say is, it's my mom's fault! That's all she has to say.
My ugly sister did it too. Her sister under the bus.
Isabella. Nobody knows about Isabella.
No one cares about Isabella. I like it. She's my favorite. What's her last name? Massimo's.
It's like
the Beckys.
Gianulli.
She's my favorite one in the family. The ugly sister.
I like the sister.
We know nothing about her.
Massimo.
Oh, I'm just glad she could break her away.
Massimo lied about going to college.
Shame on you! You knew what your parents were doing, and you're not remorseful at all. That's getting an upvote.
She has the college liar gene. Massimo did it, and now she and her sister did it. And her kid's going to lie.
Oh, man. Oof. What if she got together with one of the boys who got into school? Then they'd really have a kin offspring.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Worst liar in the history of humanity. Oh, my God, this just made my day. I'm so happy you're back.
Jesus. What a sad day you have that made your day.
Comment on that. Where did that go? I'm going to comment that.
I wish something like that could make my day. I can't imagine how great that would be if something like that made your day.
Wow.
Think of something really good happened.
What a sad day you have.
You responded.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how angry that gets people.
I think we should post something like, just tell him, my mom did it! Say, my mom did it! Yeah. All right. Or, it's my mom's fault! That's all she has to say. Nothing more to say. Don't get into all the trials and tribulations and the legal speak. Just blame your mom. They can't even use that in court, can they?
I don't think so. Well, her dad did it, too.
Wait, did she pose playing rowing or doing playing rowing?
Well, they took her picture and photoshopped it.
Did she know about that? What was she? Was she rowing in the pose? What are the questions are so stupid.
Throw everyone under the bus. That's the celebrity way.
Yeah. Should we call this 91-year-old yes. guy in the Home Depot ordeal, the Hall Financial Hotline? Needs to get busy. You got people to call. This is it's about as important as anything I think we've ever dealt with.
Well, it's definitely a happy story.
Going to bat for this 91-year-old guy who goes to Home Depot, gets a generator, doesn't work, and then they refuse to refund him the $200.
And they want to charge him.
Where do you get a generator for $200?
No, that was to ship it back to the manufacturer and have them fix it. He said he spent a couple.
Oh, because he broke it.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it never worked. All right, we'll give him a shot.
Oh, this poor guy. Can you imagine how frustrated he got trying to make this thing work? See, I would have just taken it back. I would have dicked around with it.
And bought a new one.
So I would have got my money back for not knowing shit. He got punished by the fact that he ran a machine shop and he tried to fix it. What's his name?
Edward.
Edward.
Oh, come on. I've never been more positive about a number.
He's probably in the machine shop. Or he's in front of Home Depot.
Probably still in jail.
Probably doesn't have a cell phone.
He's probably still in jail because he refused to pay bail. He's very principled.
Look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Whoa.
What
happened?
Old man.
I don't know. I got a couple more.
My life. I'm a lot like you were.
I want to hear about this trailer. 19-foot trailer.
Yeah. And his trips to NASCAR.
NASCAR.
All right, we'll try him back. Was there anything else for the Hall Financial Hotline?
You know, we never called Stan last week. Hello?
Oh, is this Edward? Edward?
Weird.
You want to try it again?
Yeah.
It could be, you know, technical problems. I mean, there's a phone to operate here.
Maybe you want some too, old man?
Maybe his grandson got him a newfangled phone.
Careful, man, I ain't going nowhere.
Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Who wants to suck an old man's dick?
Come on, Eddie, pick it up. Let's go.
Phone. Pick up the fucking phone. Pick up the fucking phone! Pick up the fucking phone! You pick up the fucking phone!
I'm glad you played that drop. It reminds me, I've been wanting to go back and watch old movies that I love that I've forgotten about because they had.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Four.
Yeah, I'll leave him a message.
What's up, Silver Fox?
7. 2. Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any
mail. Of course it is.
No! It was never
everyone
set up.
Everyone wants to talk to him, man. No, everyone wants to talk to him.
Hell yeah. I'm rooting for him. When he played that drop, it reminded me, they had an 80s category for, it was either Apple TV or Netflix.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I was like, oh my God, I want to see that. 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 And the first one I watched, which I thoroughly.
Real genius.
What's that?
Real Genius.
Wait, who's in Real Genius? Is that Corey Feldman?
Uncle Rico. Uncle I always Rico. Talk about.
Oh.
I think I'm up to like 10 people that know the movie now. People have emailed
I'll
me.
I'll watch it.
It's a great movie. Val Kilmer.
It was that movie with Corey Feldman where they steal a car. Or
License to Drive.
License to Drive.
Great,
yeah.
great movie.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Better than Real Genius.
So yeah. I watched some more 80s movies and I was like, I need to get back with the old movies I liked. Because if you haven't seen them in a long time, it's kind of like seeing them for the first time, almost, mm-hmm. not quite. But I want to see X-Rated again.
Great movie.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that in a zillion
the
years.
The Bourne Brothers, I can't remember their name.
The Mitchell Brothers.
Mitchell Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys, what an interesting story. There's a book about it, too. They ran a porn theater in San Francisco. And, I mean, they had everyone coming after them. All the law enforcement, all the, you know, all the sort of X-rated police and moralists wanted to shut them down over and over. And they fought and fought and fought and fought. These two creepy brothers. And they look creepy, too.
I know. Estevez is so good in that.
They sound like they were good guys, but there's a terrible tragedy that ends. I'm not going to.
Don't give it away.
No spoiler alerts here. And it's a pretty wild movie. Charlie's in it?
Yeah.
Charlie with a bald head, which is really weird.
Charlie, by the way, is auctioning off his Major League Indians hat, which bums me out. I feel like.
I get the feeling Charlie's. Yeah. I think there's some financial issues. You know, I remember reading about him making $2 million an episode and thinking.
Two and a Half Men.
That, God, that's so much money. What could you possibly do with all that money?
You buy Babe Ruth's hat.
You buy so much shit.
You make a secret room in your house for things. Speaking of movies, have you seen the movie Us, which is Jordan Peele's movie, follow-up to Get Out?
I haven't.
Horror movie.
But I like Jordan Peele, and I like that. I liked Get Out. That was fun.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's really.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it's HBO. Just premiered a couple weeks ago. I was surprised at. There's some things in there that you could see coming, but it's a horror movie. It's the edge of your seat horror movie. It's really good.
Okay.
It was really good. But then I know you saw The Irishman over the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
Scorsese's.
I saw it Wednesday.
Magnum opus.
Yeah. I saw it the day it came out. I was really excited about this.
You saw it on one day? How does anybody do that?
I know. It was a lot of work.
It took me 4 days to watch it.
I've heard so many people say the same thing. And I would think if you watched it over a couple days, you probably would still like it. Or you could.
Oh, yeah.
It.
That's how I want to watch it. Kind of, you know, maybe an hour here. That way, just break it up like a mini series. Because three and a half hours is a long time to dedicate to a flick.
It didn't need to be 3.5 hours.
No,
but
it didn't.
It is.
But you know what? If they split it into three parts, wouldn't it be? You'd never say that. You go, oh, it's a little mini series. Yeah. And it's sort of Goodfellas 2.
Yep. 100% agree with that.
And but it's about the Jimmy Hoffa story. And you know what I find with Casino? And with The Irishman, is I go, oh, I can't think of Ray Liotta in the story somewhere.
Yeah, but he managed to get Harvey Keitel in.
Yeah, God, he's such a badass, isn't he?
I can't think of
He's barely in the movie, but he fucking freaks me out.
I can't think of one person who's in that movie that was not a good actor.
You're absolutely right.
I forget how good Pacino is.
Yeah, but there's no women in the movie.
You know what's funny about that? So, you know, there's that
Wait, are
big,
people complaining there's not enough women?
Yeah, there's a big outrage because Anna Paquin is like...
Wait, what about the traveling pants? Are there any men in that movie? Why are we complaining?
Well, so, to that point, I was watching it, and as soon as they showed Anna Paquin, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. There was a little bit of controversy because she had like six lines in the whole movie, and she's a big actress.
That was six lines too many. Fuck that character. They could have saved a half hour of the movie without her. And his stupid Ben Pacino's stupid brats too. Who cares?
Right. They did not need that storyline.
No,
at all. I guess it's.
And it was creepy. A lot of people thought Pacino and little girl was creepy. Like, what, is he going to molest that kid?
Thank you. I thought it was really weird. But if these people want to be mad at anybody for there not being women involved in the movie, be mad at the mob for not having women capos. Right? There's no women characters.
The mob is sexist.
Quite racist.
They are.
Mob is canceled.
They're horrible. That's right. If you're not born in Italy.
Exactly. You can't be made.
From Italian blood, you're fucked.
You can't be made. That's racist.
That should be why the mob's canceled. How funny.
There's no women mobsters. There just isn't.
No.
Except for that Hispanic lady that ran cocaine.
Yeah, that. Oh my God, that's like the crazy only, black like, widow. Oh my God, is she nuts?
She's like the only one.
Yeah, and they've done movies on her.
I know.
Cocaine Cowboys, pretty good, great. Not bad. There's a lot to say about this movie because you know they de-aged Pacino.
It's crazy,
and I know
Pesci.
I thought it was pretty good, but the part that was weird for me is when De Niro's kicking people's asses. I'm like, wait a second. He barely looks younger
with
here.
His 5-foot-inch heels.
he looks like he's 62 instead of 73. Why is he beating the shit out of everybody?
Yeah, and he's got a daughter that's like 12.
I know.
That was the girl.
It was really weird.
Yeah. It's so good, though. It's kind of sad at the end. The ending's really
Did something happen to Jimmy Hoffa?
Well, I don't want to say.
No, don't say. I still
once again,
watch.
Brandon, 3.5 hours. The ending could have been a lot earlier. But the ending they have in the movie, I thought was kind of sad.
Yeah, it was sad. Okay, I'm going to say
spoiler.
Something.
Turn down the radio or skip ahead.
Yeah.
And plug your ears, Brandon.
I have a major spoiler alert. Right. I hope you guys laugh because I really. This is a really odd reference.
Well, you go first in three. Three, two, one.
Man. At the end of the movie.
Yes.
When De Niro is older.
Yes.
I thought Red Fox was on my screen. I thought a lightened Red Fox was on my screen.
I just thought the ending was very sad and how he's the only one left and he doesn't realize it, you know, when he's like, oh, my lawyer's dead. And he's picking out his casket.
Well,
and he has no remorse either.
Yeah. Okay, you can take it.
End of spoiler.
Okay, I'm back.
It's a great movie, jeez, though.
I got to tell you.
It's funny because Julie doesn't know. She doesn't know who Jimmy Hoffa is, which is kind of a plot line in the movie. People not knowing who Jimmy Hoffa is. It's how he starts with the opening monologue.
I know. I said that before this came out.
We jumped the shark.
I'm not that fascinated about Jimmy Hoffa. I'm just not. I mean, the disappearance, yeah, it's interesting. But the Teamsters, it's a union. I mean, how many movies about unions do you want
to
see?
So to that point, I'm glad you brought
that up. Bring back Walter Reuther. There should be a Walter Reuther movie and make it really wild, and I'll watch it.
Except I never understood why the Teamsters were so mob run, and the movie kind of explained it because of all the shipping that had to be done illegally and how they could rob the trucks. That's what I didn't put it all together until watching the movie.
Is that really something you needed to know?
Well, no. It explained.
Was it worth 3.5 hours to find that out?
Well, no. No, I mean, I could have read it on Wikipedia, I'm sure. But
I enjoyed the movie, and you know, it was interesting, and you know, I kind of knew the Teamsters that you know, they controlled so much money, so much money, and they had this giant pile of cash, and they had to, could loan it out to people, and they loaned it out to some really bad people.
Yeah, it's kind of and how he wanted power, but I don't know. It was really that's history to me. I don't care what's true and what's not in the movie, except for where the Marcus Red Fox is was not. That was not where it was. It did not look like the area where the restaurant is.
Somebody was on Facebook complaining that Detroit gets screwed in this movie.
Why?
Because they didn't do the Detroit parts very. They should have had more of the Jackalone family.
I'd like to see a movie on that.
I would too. I just never got the impression. Were they really that badass? I mean, seems like they were sort of small-time wing of the mob.
I think the Purple Gang was a little more impressive back in the Prohibition era.
It's before electricity, so I don't care about the Purple Gang.
There was electricity then.
Not much.
It went out all the time, but there was electricity. Oh, wait, it does now. I don't know. It was great. It was a great movie.
You know what else? It's interesting reading people's comments, too, because I noticed a lot of people said, De Niro sucked. I hate De Niro. And it's like, wow, he's another guy who has zoned himself into this place.
I have a friend whose family will not watch the movie because he's anti-Trump. And my response was, well, they're going to miss a great movie.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because watching that, did you think, oh, there's De Niro, he hates Trump? Or did you think, there's De Niro, he's a really good actor?
De Niro, you know, this is the whole thing with influencers. We give all this influence to these idiots, because they've been social media following, and she's really pretty. And then someone like De Niro builds up this incredible career, and he becomes super viral with, oh, I hate Trump, fuck Trump. And it's like, all of a sudden, he just doesn't exist to some people. When the De Niro Trump stuff was going on, honestly, I really thought this is like, it really bugs me that people are saying, oh, De Niro's this 10 movies suck. And because I thought he's the greatest. I think he's a fantastic actor, and I hate that people now view him through this other lens. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah, but can people separate that?
I can, because I don't really like
can't people separate Kid Rock's music from his rant?
Yeah, probably. See, Kid Rock's different to me, because it was never always his music. I always liked him.
Yeah.
I just thought he was fun, and he was, you know, he's a nice guy, and I think a lot of him is genuine, and like I saw this tweet today, and it was about Kid Rock going off at this bar, which I guess is his bar.
Yeah.
In Nashville. And it was funny because the tweet was getting all these kudos, you know, oh, you nailed it. Some girl tweeted that Kid Rock was born to a wealthy family, blah, 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 blah. And he portrays himself as this, blah, blah, blah. And Oprah was born to a single mom. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, and everybody's like, nailed it, nailed it. I'm like, oh, my God, it's not that, it's just not that simple.
Nope. And he still made his career himself.
Absolutely. No, he did. I don't think his family money has anything to do with his career. You know, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't think it was a big part of it.
No.
Who cares? If any.
Who cares anyway? If you like music, you like the music.
You know,
he does a lot of good work too.
The Illich family put a lot of money behind Atanas Illich's music career, and guess what? That's probably before you were here.
I forgot about
that. Yeah, it was when I got here. I remember people saying, "Oh yeah, Atanas Illich, he put on an album." And there were billboards, and I was like,
"I forgot about that."
I didn't even know that. But it didn't matter. If it's not good, it doesn't matter. Some guy listening to Kid Rock in Europe right now doesn't give a fuck about his family. He likes his music.
I just can't think of any celebrity that if I didn't like their art, they're knowing a lot about them, I would not want to listen to it. Now, that being said, it might pop into my head. Like, if you hear a Taylor Swift song, you might pop into your head about Big Machine or whatever. Or if you watch Leonardo DiCaprio, you're going to think about how he's burning down the rainforest.
That really cracked me up today. The president of Brazil said that Leonardo DiCaprio is responsible for...
They're funding a company that's burning down the rainforest so then they can turn around to save the rainforest and make money. It's a conspiracy theory. He meddles in conspiracy theories like other presidents.
The president of Brazil?
Yes.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio says that I'm not invested in that company, but I think that's a good company, by the way.
Yeah.
So he's kind of taking the blame?
But there's no proof that they're setting the rainforest on fire.
Maybe he's just mad that he's nailing all their chicks.
That's possible. Oh my God, what a stupid story.
But are you going to watch a Leonardo DiCaprio film and think that? No.
You know what I think of when I see Leonardo DiCaprio is, oh my God, this guy has so many chicks.
Yeah.
That's usually what I think.
And if he's upgraded recently?
He's always on a boat with like 16 super hot, scantily clad chicks.
An E from Entourage. For some reason.
And then... I also think of him talking about global warming, which is one of his big topics, and then flying everyone a private jet. And I kind of laugh about that. I don't know. I have a hard time taking people that seriously when they...
Is that his team photo?
His team photo is ridiculous.
He's got the best team photo.
Oh, it's amazing. It's
better than Jeets.
It's better than Jeets. The only thing is there's not a ton of star power. You might not know these names, but these are actual models.
The Royals, when they won the World Series, not much star power, but good
Camilla
strong line.
By the way, on the global warming front, and I'm not inviting everyone to come attack me over global warming. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying I saw something online, and I think it was John Stossel.
Something start. Good.
I know this is a terrible start. Too many qualifiers. I saw John Stossel talking about global warming, and he was saying that every prediction... What's Al Gore's movie?
An Inconvenient Truth. Yeah.
He made a lot of predictions in the movie, and now Stossel said every one of them has not come true. And I don't know what the predictions are, so I didn't know.
Okay.
I just took note of it. Well, that would be meaningful because that movie was
climate change denier?
No, I'm not.
Are you denying
I was
climate
told
change?
I had to watch that movie, though. And I do remember watching it, and I dreamweavered about 20 minutes in.
It's kind of a boring. It's a presentation. Yeah, it's a TED Talk.
It was okay.
Like anybody has ever said, you got to watch this TED Talk. All you have to, anyone should say is, no, I don't.
What the fuck is a TED Talk, by the way? I saw someone was making a TED Talk, and I just said, you know what? You're canceled in my life if you're making a TED Talk. I don't even know what it is, but I'm canceling you.
I kind of agree with you. I feel like 19% of the population has done a TED Talk now.
I know. It's like they're all over the place, and I don't even know what a TED Talk is, and why is it called a TED Talk?
Technology... entertainment, I don't know what that stands for something. And it's
what
just,
they
it's
say
a
someone's giving a speech.
It feeds into your theory that people love lectures now because they're lectures.
Technology, entertainment, and design.
Design, yeah. So it's people
just
get up there.
Why can't you just say I'm giving a talk about technology, entertainment, and design? I never knew what a TED Talk was.
They brag about it.
I thought it was like Ted Turner a couple.
Let me just point out that Elizabeth Holmes once did a TED Talk. Right?
Okay, that's I'm what sure TED she talk. Did. I bet she gave
a lot
of them.
I know she did. That's when it jumped the shark.
Brandon, can you Google biggest TED talkers? I want to know who the names are.
Or most popular. I'd love to know who the most popular TED
Well, that too.
TED Talks are.
The most popular, let's see.
Who pops up?
Ken Robinson.
Oh, the
canceled.
Great, the great Ken Robinson.
Canceled.
Amy Cuddy.
Canceled.
Simon Sinek.
Canceled.
Brene Brown.
Canceled.
Julian Treasure.
Canceled.
James Vitek.
Canceled.
Let's see. This is
never heard of any of them.
This is a list from.
Stop lecturing.
This is a great way to. This is a great way to learn who not to pay attention to. Who's giving a TED Talk?
Yeah, these are
canceled.
Who are they?
Don't ever waste time reading any
who
of their
shit.
Dan Pink.
The puzzle, who are you?
The puzzle of motivation.
No idea.
The
get out of here.
What is the
out
puzzle?
Of my life.
What does the puzzle of motivation even mean?
How about Sean Acker, the happy
never
secret?
Canceled. Canceled.
The happy
canceled.
Secret to better work.
Canceled.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
David Blaine, how I held my breath for 17
who the
minutes.
Fuck is that?
Why is that a TED Talk? Why isn't that about why he held his breath for how he held his breath?
I bet you it's full of high energy.
Because it was a world record.
Canceled.
I basically inhaled.
Apollo Robbins, The Art of Misdirection.
Canceled.
Who the fuck is that?
Dan Gilbert, but not that Dan Gilbert. The Surprise Science of Happiness. Tim Urban on The Inside of the Mind.
Hey, is there anyone important that gives a TED Talk?
Yeah, Elizabeth Holmes.
Keith Barry on Brain Magic.
I would cancel anyone that's been to a TED Talk, except I think people have been forced to go to TED Talks.
They've definitely been forced to watch.
What? Well, can we hear from people who've been forced to go to TED Talks? Please call the Boner line, 209-66-BONER. If you ever got anything out of a TED Talk, I'd be interested, but I bet you hated it.
Morgan Spurlock did one.
Oh, cancel him.
Listen to how
he's canceled anyway.
Listen how exciting these are. Someone walks on the stage.
I bet you that. Boring. I bet you that Gen Z putts. Jonah Falcon. Jonah.
The individual.
Stillman.
Stillman
is the answer.
I bet he gives TED Talks. Will you search Jonah Stillman TED Talk?
You guys aren't learning.
But we can't engage the individual in changing outcomes unless individuals have access.
I would want to shoot myself if I had to sit through this thing.
They need.
I would shoot myself.
I just want to point out that. This is Elizabeth Holmes' TED Talk.
The right to protect.
I didn't know it was her.
He's got 237,000 views, 205 upvotes, 1,100 downvotes.
What a waste of all these people's times. This is a complete scam.
Is a basic.
Why is she talking so slow?
Right.
Here, this one's better.
A right defined.
Did he really?
Since the age of 15, I've owned my own business with my dad.
He does have a TED Talk.
Ever since.
See, there you go.
Working with my dad, I have seen firsthand how my generation, Gen Z,
if all the TED people gave a shit about their reputation, they'd never let this weasel into a TED Talk.
My dad, a classic.
Who are the TED people?
One of the biggest fights in our business.
It's a business. Like, TED is a business. That makes sense.
With who has become one of our biggest clients. I landed us the meeting. I prepared all the materials.
Shut up.
Boring.
You
suck. I even beat my dad to the
meeting. You're full of shit.
So what was this fight about? Well, apparently I should have told my dad I was Skyping into the meeting. My dad explained to me that he would have never risked the technology not working and ruining our chances to make a dynamic first impression. Fair point. Until I explained to him that in my eyes, as a Gen Zer, I was at that meeting. In today's world, you can shop
frankly,
in a store.
I'd rather hear from David. David's
online.
A much,
you can write
much better.
Is. There's a fascination over his gender fluidity. That never goes away. I bet he's giving a TED Talk.
If anybody wants to check out Jonah Stillman's TED Talk, it is called The Fidgetal World of Gen
okay.
Z.
I'm frightened to ask how many fucking people have watched
this. Good morning.
This?
All right, so we have a brand new generation showing up in our workplace.
2000.
The millennials, born between 1982 and 2000. And let me tell
this
you,
is much
our
better.
Phone is ringing every day because we've got traditionalists, the generation born pre-1946, the baby boomers, 46 to 64, and
Four.
Generation Xers, 65 to 81, scratching their heads saying, who are these aliens?
Oh, God.
What a total dork.
You run a business with your son. You couldn't even find another grown man to go into business with.
Who are these? They're at the bottom of the totem pole. That's who they are. They're nobody. They aren't shit.
Apparently.
They're like freshmen when you're a senior.
Apparently Dolph Lundgren has done a TED Talk.
I might like that. Oh, otherwise,
really?
I'm going to cancel him.
He's really smart.
Let's see what Dolph
in the 60s and 70s, his dad was this tall, good-looking Army officer. His mom was this pretty
I bet,
but
I bet a lot of our audiences had to attend a TED Talk, and
he
I bet they were
forced
and two
to. Sisters, and they lived in
no one would choose to go, would they?
Is the point of doing a TED Talk to be as boring as possible? Dolph Lundgren has turned boring.
Is he at least shirtless?
No.
I think I remember first time my dad hit me.
What?
Does he have a flat top?
No, he's got combed over. It looks sharp. He's got a nice jawline.
I was walking in front of the TV and he kicked me and I flew into some bookshelves.
Did you beat the shit out of him, Dolph?
And I remember there was blood and my mom was screaming.
If he dies, he dies.
See, my dad had a lot of problems and he took it out on me and my mom. Never touched my brothers or sisters.
Okay, no.
Daddy.
What? I wonder how far you can make it into a TED Talk without spacing out.
Why would he beat up his toughest kid?
I don't know, Drew. Do you really want to
hear
the
discrimination?
Do you really want to hear the rest of his TED Talk?
No. Okay, I hold to my theory. TED Talks are terrible.
Oh, meanwhile.
What a waste of time and energy. Brandon, how many people watch that stupid Jonah Stillman?
I think only like 2,100.
Oh. Meanwhile,
that's encouraging.
I have two updates on my YouTube page for my comments on the Olivia Jade thing. I have 30 upvotes for it. All you have to say is, my mom did it. Throw everyone under the bus.
Amen.
30 upvotes, 0 downvotes.
Excellent.
Very proud of myself. Even though you're the one that came up with the reply.
You posted it. What about the other comment?
1 upvote. No downvotes yet.
Any more comments?
No, that's it. Just those.
Okay.
Man, I'm gonna do a deep dive on TED Talks tonight.
I'm still going through. I'm still scrolling through Leonardo DiCaprio's team photo.
Really?
Oh my God.
Well, let's name some names.
Bridget Hall, Naomi Campbell, Kristen Zhang, Demi Moore, Helena Christensen, Amber Valletta.
Wow.
Look at all. I'm just scrolling. A lot of them you don't know because they're just models. Paris Hilton, Giselle. He nailed her before Tom Brady.
Yep.
Yeah, Bahar Rafali, who's amazing.
Wow.
I don't even know who this chick is. She's got a Russian last name.
She's totally hot.
Blake Lively, so he got her before Ryan Reynolds.
She's smoking.
Aaron Heatherton, Miranda Kerr, Kat Torres. I mean, they go on and on. Tony Garen. He is Kelly Rohrbach. Wow. Rihanna. He nailed Rihanna.
And he frolics with all of them on yachts.
Frolics.
Yacht frolicking. Only so many people have ever done it.
And done it well.
No one's done it better.
Good for him.
The many loves of Leonardo DiCaprio. Wow. Man, oh man, where did I go?
Oh wait, another great TED Talk here. You ready?
Yeah.
Why is there an ad on the TED Talk?
This should be used for sleep.
There's probably a TED Talk about that.
I'm sure there is.
Some people, let's be honest, they're uncomfortable with the topic because it's about sex.
Who's this?
Melinda Gates.
Some people worry.
Bill is, Bill is nowhere to be found.
Talking about sex?
Is to control population.
Gross. Oh my God! Wait, I'm pausing this. Come look at the crowd watching it.
Oh, man.
And mind you, this is 2 minutes into it. And tell me anybody's interested in what she's saying.
Oh, my God.
This one guy has his chin in his hand already because he wants to go to sleep. Look how bored it is.
I guarantee you they're forced to be there. They must be. Look at it. I'm horrified.
I'm taking this. We're going to post this.
Oh.
Should we tweet this out and go, how many of these people are interested in what's being said?
What are we going to do about Melinda Gates? Look at all the people who are forced to deal with her.
Well, Bill's probably just thinking, it's about time you guys have to deal with her.
It's a marital coup. She's taken all his power and used it for herself.
Bill! Hello, Bill!
Name someone else stupid. I want to see if they did a TED Talk. Who else is dumb?
I got an email from somebody asking, why would anyone spend so much time criticizing Melinda Gates? Apparently something someone heard or some post.
Come on.
Went on to say that they don't know anyone who criticizes Melinda Gates so much.
Celebrity TED Talks include Sarah Silverman, Bono, James Cameron,
Clinton. Bono. Cancel.
Bill Clinton did one.
Cancel.
What did Clinton talk about?
Oh, come on.
My Wish, Rebuilding Rwanda.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Let's see. What other celebrities did one? Let's see. Bill Gates, of course. He did one.
Not without Melinda?
No. Al Gore, of course. Billy Graham did a TED Talk.
Chris, that would take a miracle. He said, Bono, wouldn't that be a good use of your messianic complex? So, yeah.
Hey, at least Bono got a laugh.
And I thought, let's go even further.
Oh, it's because he's Bono.
It's been 25 years. Let's go back before Christ.
Hello.
3 millennia to a time when, at least.
Stephen Hawking did one.
Oh, cool.
I did a TED Talk on gyrating women.
Cool. That's the best one I've heard.
Good TED Talk.
I'll listen to that.
I had visuals of naked chicks.
Oh, my God. TED Talk revenue for the last year they measured, 2015, $66 million.
Oh, God. What a waste of money. What an incredible waste of money. That's incredible.
In time.
Oh. Brandon, you sent the article on, this sounds like a TED Talk, Millennials Have a Right to Be Mad at Boomers.
Oh, right, this is true.
Did you send me that story?
I don't think so.
I think you did. I think it was in your prep, wasn't it? From Vice?
And I think you wrote, I'll just leave this here.
Oh, I did. Okay, never mind. I did. I forgot. That was like Friday, so it's been so long.
But I love the guy who yells at Joe Biden at the bottom. Can you bring that up? And it shows this guy is raining. And I think Biden's under an umbrella. And this guy's trying to tell Biden that he's taking money. He's giving money to fossil fuels companies or something. Okay. Yeah. And Biden is just so disinterested, he walks away. But good. The guy's voice is hilarious. I don't know why.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh, why did I get it?
I just scrubbed? Listened to it.
I know, scrubbed? But it seems like it got scrubbed.
How could that get scrubbed?
Just a moment, I'll find it.
But he's yelling at Biden as he's walking away, and Biden is not
Where's
dead.
Hunter?
I think he was yelling at him before somebody turned their phone on, because he goes, I'm 22 years old, and Biden says, I don't care how old you are. And then he goes on, and Biden walks away.
Here it is.
Stand up, Joe. It's good job.
So my name is Michael. I'm
Michael, I don't care how old you are. Let's get home.
I'm scared for my family in California who's suffering the really bad effects of wildfires. You say that climate change is your number one priority, but you're starting to take super PAC money from the fossil fuel industry.
Bye.
Why are you putting the fossil fuel industry over us?
And then it says, okay, boomer. Climate strike on December 6th.
Oh, God.
Did you see how bummed out he was, though, when Biden walked away? I think he was going to cry. Did you see that?
Biden was really bummed, too. You could tell he's like, oh, I wish I got this 20 seconds.
Change
back.
Is coming, whether you like it or not.
You could start by getting rid of that.
You know, I wish I could remember because I can't, but.
Oh, Greta reminded me. Did you know that there was a worldwide strike on Friday for a climate change to walk out of school?
To walk out of school?
Yeah, on Friday, which I thought was really poor timing because in the Americas, wasn't every school off in America on Friday?
Yeah.
I thought it was poor timing.
Schools let you just walk out if
you don't
like
it's a strike.
Okay.
So it's a big strike, Drew. Come on.
I
should be back in school.
If you're a baby boomer.
Or maybe even an X is after baby boomers, right? X's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're an X.
Sure.
You might remember this. You know, when Earth Day came about in 70 and recycling started and the environment. And I remember how a lot of young people were really energized by that. And then in the 80s, and early 90s, there was a lot of criticism of the boomers, you know, who were, you know, at that time, the boomers were young because they don't give a shit about the stuff they care about when they were little, and now look at them buy their BMWs, and they both work. And what happened was, really, in my opinion, was the boomers started having kids, and all of a sudden, you're just trying to make it through the fucking day, and you want to make money, and you want to save for college, and you want to have a house. And I don't think it's because they stopped caring about the environment, but you know, it was sort of a young man's thing. You know, you're 17, and you're at Earth Day, and you know, it seems like such an important thing, and I think it recedes a little bit.
I think those micro issues become a little more important.
They do.
The bigger issues of the world, because you're just, like you said, you're just trying to take care of your family and yourself.
So, you know, maybe these people will stay on these topics for the rest of their life, but I wonder. I mean, if the country suddenly gets, you know, if the temperature goes up 20 degrees, I mean, sure, it's different.
There should be great motivation for boomers to stay alive for when Zoomers get old enough to not care.
Well, you know, when you say millennials have a right to be mad at boomers, I mean, you're essentially talking about people who are their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, because we all know that the boomers don't all hold hands and make decisions together. We're going to screw our kids!
Well, they did hold hands for Hands Across America.
That's true. There were some big gaps in the line, though.
I was in it.
I know.
In Toledo.
That's really funny. Wait, did your mom get you into that?
With the Carr family.
The Carr? Oh. They were with us. The two families were in it?
Yeah, it was great. Oh, we had a blast.
I wondered, you know, when stuff like that happens, I always go, who are these people that are holding hands? I would have never thought you would be in that.
I don't know how we got. I'm writing a note down to ask my mom.
But, yeah, it's because boomers had, you know, and I see a lot of stats in this too, that boomers had 20% of the wealth when they were 38 to 43, I think.
Yeah.
And they say that millennials who are just turning 38, they only have 3.5% of the wealth. But, you know, 38 to 43 is a big wealth-building 5 years, I would think.
That's a big – that's a, the wealth gap's getting bigger anyway, regardless of generation.
Yeah, it's more – it's not like all the boomers have so
it's
much money.
It's not spread out equally amongst
no,
the boomers.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. There's very rich people, and there's very poor people, and there's people in the middle. It's like everything else. So Hunter Biden had a big weekend.
Yeah. Good for him.
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Boy, you know, as people start to dig into him a little bit, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, I think this is Friday I read this, that he liked hanging out at this strip club right near the White House, like literally 3 blocks away, and he would hole up there for days, getting hammered in the VIP room and smoking crack.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yep. And there's another strip club that says the same thing, that, oh, yeah, he'd come in here for, you know, he might be here on a 3-day bender, and then we wouldn't see him for a month, and then he'd come back, and there was a styrofoam smell in the VIP room, and the stripper
mean?
Said he was smoking, they said he was smoking crack. The smell was him smoking crack. And so they asked him to stop, and they said the smell went away. And I guess he hasn't been there since 2017.
Crack smells like styrofoam?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Huh.
I'm strange to say that I've never smoked crack. I know people that have.
I'm kind of intrigued. Where's the strip club by the White House?
I know. I thought it looked like a shithole hole in the wall, but then they showed a picture inside. It looked kind of nice.
I just want to see the review.
And the girl.
That was the big story.
Yeah, the girl that danced for him there is the girl he knocked up. So he knocked up a stripper while he was living with the widow of Beau Biden.
Seems on brand. For
while his divorce to his original wife was not completed. And by the way, in the original divorce, that wife said that he spent all their money on prostitutes, strip clubs, drugs, alcohol. Right. Boom.
The club is the Empire Club. I refuse to call it Empire. It's Empire.
And I was annoyed by that spelling.
M-P-I-R-E. Yeah. Empire. Annoying.
I hope no one can find them ever.
There's actually a bunch around the White House. There's Archibald's Gentlemen's Club. There's Cloakwood.
Bet you a lot of deals get made there.
And yes, the Empire Gentlemen's Club.
Clint wrote, I thought I was going to have a nice birthday here. I frequent all the gentlemen's clubs in D.C. and do reviews with a large amount of followers. This place turned out to be awful. Spent way too much money on strippers asking for me to buy them drinks, amongst other things. I will post another review soon to disclose the shortcomings.
Well, what do you think they're going to do?
Why are you so special? Because you go to every titty bar in D.C. and
nice learning curve.
That got a response from the owner.
What? Yes. Really? Is this a one-star review?
Yeah, that was a one-star review.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's see the next one-star review. The door guy is racist. He didn't let us in because we look a different type of way. I'm going to get this to go viral on Facebook. How'd that work out for you, James?
I've seen two reviews that say the doorman's racist.
Katie wrote, they stole my debit card. Of course, I got the generic review from management.
Let's call the club.
Okay.
Can you look them up under Empire Club, well, Brandon?
They're currently closed.
What?
Yeah, because they don't open until 6 p.m. on Sundays.
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
What if Hunter Biden wanted to go in there and spend a lot of money in the VIP room? I bet they'd open up.
That's open all day during the rest of the week, though.
It's open for Hunter. Felipe wrote, sucks literally the worst. Go somewhere else.
Hmm.
Be careful when you use your card. I ran a tab but paid cash, and they still try to run my card. The women are beautiful and friendly. Takes a minute to get a drink.
What I liked most about this story is...
Is that a one-star review?
Yeah.
I don't know who broke it on Twitter.
It only take a minute. That's pretty good.
But I saw Hunter Biden, blah, blah, blah. He frequents the strip club, and you know, where this woman, he knocks her up, and he's smoking crack. And the comment I saw under it was, who cares? From Tom Mazzaway.
What?
He's very upset.
I think she's hot.
He was very upset that they were
Tom's
talking
in
trash.
Love with him.
Who cares? Well, you care enough to comment. These idiots can't decide when they want to be open, or for that matter, when they are. The area is small and unimpressive.
I agree.
Next.
It's really small.
Worst club in the whole world. Don't waste your money and time. Staff is so rude.
If Hunter Biden likes it, I bet it's not that
bad.
Probably
pretty good.
Yeah.
The pictures look nice.
Yeah, the inside look clean.
Yeah. It is kind of small, but I mean.
It is kind of small.
I would describe this strip club as efficient.
I agree.
Because there's two poles next to the bar.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's, yeah, the lighting looks good.
It's cozy. It's clean. I just would change the name.
But what's becoming, well, as if it wasn't clear already, is that Hunter Biden is the disaster. Biggest fuck-up. Yeah. Just a total, complete fuck-up. One of the most entitled brats you could ever imagine. And that being on the board of Burisma is a big, fat joke. Mm-hmm. And it would be really funny if they got him in those congressional hearings. Can you imagine the questioning and all the places that could go? Because I watch those things and I'm like, wow, man, I should just start digging. Ooh, boy, this doesn't look good. All these questions, you know, over here and over there and through there. And then the next guy comes up and it's like, huh.
Why is Biden running?
I have no idea. I really have no idea. He does not seem himself to me. He seems like a aged version.
No, he doesn't want to be doing this. Don't you think Hunter's trying to talk him out of it by now?
Hunter might need another gig.
Good seeing you for Thanksgiving. Can you not run for president anymore? He's spending a ton of money, by the way. Did you watch the Iowa-Nebraska game at all on Friday?
I did watch a little bit of it.
Because it was Iowa. There's so many political ads.
Oh. I didn't see. I didn't notice
the ads. Big Ten Network, yeah. I saw Boot Edge. Biden had a bunch running.
I don't know why Bloomberg's running either. He's 77. 77.
Vanity.
I know, but it's just crazy.
Did you see that he just got a new employee from the Kamala Harris?
Yeah. She talked crap about Kamala. She
tore him apart, yeah. So she's cooked.
Well, she was already cooked. She wasn't going to win.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, the story is that it's the worst. They treat their employees horribly.
Yeah.
Why do you know? It's isn't it amazing how people just love burning the place up. Just burn the thing down.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's gone.
Tattletales. Tattletales. Everywhere tattletales.
Well, you know, speaking of tattletales, here's another one-star review of Empire.
Oh, good.
This is from a woman. Place sucks, racist, full of thieves. They take advantage of good workers and use girls to bring in business and fire them as soon as they meet their quota.
So I think why'd you fire them if they meet their quota?
Because you got to get dumb. Someone else. I don't know. Management are punks. They fire women to set an example, hire them back, and make them beg for job back. This is all one sentence, by the way.
Yeah, you like your little stripper whore? You like her?
Only way to get job back is to blow the owner and management.
Well, that doesn't surprise anyone, does it?
They only hire Persians with big fake boobs. To con guests, and they force dancers to get so drunk they cannot count their money or work efficiently. This sounds like every strip club.
Yep.
They look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you?
They're not allowed to eat or take their well-needed medications.
What?
They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
How much medication does a stripper need? I mean, they're like 25.
Cocaine? What else? You know?
Well, yeah.
They're too big, and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
If they're stopping from using cocaine, that's wrong.
Careful, Mel.
That's clearly wrong.
If you don't kiss the bouncer's ass or start a tab, they'll charge you the same drink, different prices, depending on how you look.
Why does the bouncer have all this power? The problem in this place is the bouncer has too much power.
He really does seem to have a lot of power.
They pay the fucking bouncer.
I don't know.
He's running his racist ways with the people coming in.
Letting Hunter Biden come in, running amok.
Yeah. Firing and hiring and demanding different drink prices. Fuck the bouncer.
She ends the review, which, I mean, this is the best place to report this, is in a review on Yelp. The women get harassed and raped regularly because they're forced to get so drunk. I have proof. Why wouldn't you go to the police with that?
Mm.
And then the response from the owner of the club is, we really appreciate your kind words. It's guests like you that make our business what it is.
That's a canned response, yes, obviously.
Of course. Oh, man. Jesus.
How many reviews do they have?
A ton.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Place must be hopping.
Pretty well known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden should do appearances there now.
He might see him
on the mic.
Doing that.
On the mic. Hey, guys, it's Hunter Biden. Thanks for coming out. You might just find your next baby mama here like I did.
Once she again, was beautiful.
I'm Hunter Biden.
You know, that was the ugly part of that story was they'd really painted a picture of this girl that had his kid It's almost 2 years old, and
Southern
he fought paternity.
Sweetheart,
and
yeah,
this great college athlete. She is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it turns out she's a skank that worked at this DC club. Hunter Biden met her there and knocked her up.
Good for her.
She gets knocked up by stripper club customers, but it was Hunter Biden.
Good for her. Yeah, that's true.
It's Joe Biden's son. I thought he was getting into something good.
What are the odds he didn't drop his name at the titty bar?
Oh, zero. Kidding? There's another club that said the same thing. I think it was in another city, too.
He's such a disaster.
I think it'd be bad.
Do you know who I am?
If all the strip clubs that have had Hunter Biden start talking, it's going to be too good.
I'm kind of a big deal.
She is hot, man. I'm looking at her pictures.
She's beautiful.
I'm very important.
I don't know why it kind of bummed me out that that was her. I was sort of settled into the first story.
Because he's a load?
Well, yeah, that, of course. Why is she fucking Hunter Biden? He's 21 years older than her, and he's a stupid asshole.
He's got a lot of Burisma money to spend.
That's true. Let me just quickly note the debate over whether the Joe Biden's grandson, as someone said to him when he got all pissed. If she is claiming that her child should get Secret Service protection because it's Joe Biden's grandson.
She is, really?
Yes.
Is she in a lot of danger down there in Arkansas?
I'm sure she is. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Brandon?
I'm curious about Johnny Depp's new movie.
Michael, from the viewpoint of Michael Jackson's glove?
Ugh.
Is this real?
Isn't it a musical?
It's a story about an alien glove, which is the famous glove that's on Michael Jackson's hand, and the alien glove needs to feed on little boys. Is this am I reading this incorrectly? I've been seeing it all over the place.
I didn't know what to make of it. It sounds so dumb.
Part parody, yeah.
I mean, Rolling Stone has picked up on it, Yahoo, all these big websites, so it must be legit, but I'm just so blown away at the concept of this story.
Actors star with life-size puppets of the Jackson 5, Donny Osmond, Emmanuel Lewis, Corey Feldman, Bubbles.
Is it a Broadway show?
No, I think it's a movie.
Oh, it is a movie, okay.
With puppets.
Because I read about it, and I saw it was Johnny Depp's, and I just thought, oh, it sounds like Johnny Depp's about to lose a lot more money that he doesn't have.
Yeah. The guy that wrote it, Julian Nitzberg, I guess wrote it years ago. He said, I'm known for writing a lot of biopics. A major TV network wanted me to write a Michael Jackson movie, but the question came up about how to deal with the child abuse allegations. I said, how's this? Everything Michael Jackson's been accused of has actually been caused by his glove, which is actually an alien from outer space.
Genius, genius, genius!
They laughed and said, can you do the normal version? But it was morally kind of repugnant to me to do it. I guess I turned down a really big paycheck. I kind of understand his predicament, but just say, I don't want to write a movie about Michael Jackson then.
What?
If he doesn't know how to deal with the child abuse allegations or doesn't want to.
Yeah, that's what Judd Apatow is so upset about.
Well, he's kind of right.
Oh, I agree with him, but
it's a pretty big part of who Michael Jackson is.
I guess I'm surprised that Judd Apatow has so much time to spend on all these important things.
He's got nothing but time. Who are you fooling?
I don't know.
Did you see Louis C.K. did stand-up recently?
Yeah, I did. He's in trouble again.
In Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Was the joke that bad?
Maybe
not the right honor.
If it wasn't him, I doubt we'd be hearing about it.
Well, the punchline is the second part. What he said was he was bitching about New York City and their cancel culture and their PC culture, and he said he'd rather be in Auschwitz. And he said, well, not when it was open, now, which is the joke. Really? Because
yeah.
He has you going one way.
No, it's a funny joke, and it's very Louis C.K.
Yeah.
And I bet people laughed.
Yeah.
I bet they did.
But he's canceled again.
Boy, he sure comes back a lot for a guy that's canceled so many times. People sure want to see him.
He's coming to town. I want to see him.
You know, this Hunter Biden story and the AGT story, and I'm sure we could name 50 others in the last
week. I just saw an update on the AGT. America's Got Talent story.
The story that
won't go away.
Stand by for that. But I can't believe how we've gone from no snitching, don't even tell on someone that murders somebody, to just barfing any shitty thing about anyone, no matter how true or not true it is, and just going viral. And the next thing you know, the whole world knows this guy's an asshole, and we have no way of knowing if it's true.
The Gabrielle Union versus America's Got Talent has finally hit the point to where it's just going to be boring from here on out because NBC has released a statement.
Yeah, boring.
We remain committed to ensuring a respectful workplace for all employees and take very seriously any questions about workplace culture. We are working with Ms. Union through her representatives to hear more about her concerns, following which we will make whatever steps may be appropriate. In other words, blah, blah, blah. Everything's fine. Leave us alone.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to correct so many things.
Yeah. Which is mainly making money, which is really all they're supposed to.
Who are the new judges, by the way?
Terry Crews and...
Did somebody replace her?
I think Terry Crews replaced both.
I thought he was the host.
He's a host.
Oh, he is? I thought he was the judge.
Terry Crews replaced Tyra Banks, who replaced
Nick
Cannon.
Knows so much about this show that he doesn't watch.
Replaced, was it Regis? Didn't Regis do the first season?
What?
Yeah.
Regis did?
He was the host of the first season.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He really does know everything about AGT.
Why are you, you're like, I can't think of
what do you call
it? What are people that can't tie their shoes, but they can play any, yeah. Brandon's like, he's like autistic about AGT.
The Derek of AGT.
Yes, he
is. Because the first judges were Piers Morgan, The Hoff, and Brandy. But that only lasted one season with Regis at the helm of the host.
Don't remember that at all.
Then Jerry Springer came in for two seasons to be the host. They got rid of Brandy and brought in Sharon Osbourne.
Okay. Thank you.
Then they got rid of Piers Morgan for Howard Stern. Nick Cannon came in as the host, and Howie Mandel
came
in.
No, it wasn't.
After Sharon left, Mel B came in, and they added a fourth judge, Heidi Klum. And then when Stern left,
I can do that.
Simon Cowell came back, Tyra Banks became the host, and
was it about a year, wasn't it?
Gabrielle Union, she replaced Mel B. Juliana Huff replaced
is it 10 hours a day, isn't it? I put in work.
Heidi Klum and Terry Crews replaced Tyra Banks. So right now we don't know who the next two judges are for season 15. Maybe
see you on Friday.
Maybe there's some speculation.
It's a huge information dump.
But I haven't seen
Brandon, the AGT savant.
Is that what you call it, AGT, or do you call it talent, or do you call it America's Got Talent? What do you call
AGT? Sometimes it's on TV when I come home from work, but I don't really watch it.
I never thought of it as AGT until I heard Howard Stern talking about it as AGT.
I want to say it's always up against football, one of the Monday night or Thursday night games. Because I get home and I see it and then I change it.
By the way, Stern, have you heard the phony phone call on the Stern show where this guy who is, what do they call him? Wheelchair guy who, disabled guy who talks through a computer,
okay.
Something like that.
Like Hawk?
Yeah, like Hawk. He calls into this internet radio show, which they call all the time. They just badger these people and they're usually pretty
great.
Good. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, I'm disabled. I talk through a computer. And
why would anyone believe that?
I guess
you don't want to be
wrong.
Well,
you know, you don't
want
to be wrong.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say that he's in a wheelchair and he wants to climb Mount Rainier. And the host is like, I think that's a great idea. It's wonderful. You can do whatever you want. And then he's like, hold on. And then you hear all this crashing sound. And he's like, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, oh, oh.
I should do phony phone calls too.
You should, Hawk. And then, so she's back and she's, I don't know what happened. You know, she doesn't even get the joke. And then this woman calls up and she says, hear the computer voice again. It's like, yes, I am the mother of the person in a wheelchair that you just told to climb Mount Rainier. How irresponsible of you. He's in a fucking wheelchair and the host gets so pissed. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
It's really funny.
That was really funny.
Yeah, they do good ones.
I'm sure you'll hear it. I think it's new.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Oh, man.
Do we have a lot of people listen to Howard Stern?
I don't know. Now that I have the new car, you know, I get serious for a while.
It all depends on
are you listening
you
now?
Sirius, yeah.
When I take that car. It's funny because Sirius XM is having like a free trial right now, like they always do every once in a while. But of course, you don't get the Stern channel.
Which is like, get out of here.
It's the only reason you want to listen to it for the most part.
That show has such an incredible staff. There's so many people. Those two guys, Sal and Richard, their entire job is just to make
phone calls.
That's it.
I know. And they get
what a great gig.
I get the impression they get a lot out of most of these people, except for maybe Benji. Benji doesn't seem to do anything.
We forget about all the evil in the world and we talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports, man. But we do got a caller online, and I want to bring him on. You're now on the air. Welcome aboard.
Hello, Captain. First time. Long time.
I don't think so. Okay.
I am a disabled haberdasher from Apex, North Carolina, who speaks with the aid of a computer.
Wow. I want to thank you for calling in tonight.
From the Stern Show.
It's the same character.
Call in anytime you want.
I love that you talk politics on your show. I was hoping we could discuss disabled rights.
Well, no, unfortunately, This is sports.
I have a dream. A dream that one day all disabled people will be treated as able-bodied people.
Look, caller, I love you.
So what if
I'm
talk
glad.
To a computer? Computers are super cool.
Computers are super
cool. I just put you on mute. I want you to listen. But we got to stay focused now. We have 0114. Welcome aboard. You're on the air.
Sorry, Captain. I think we got disconnected, as I was saying, disabled rights of human
caller,
rights.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Hey, newsflash. No one gives a flying fuck about this sports chip. You better make with the politics, asshole.
I will not. We don't talk politics. We talk sports.
Why are you guys such fucking pussies?
Now knock it off. I don't want to talk
this
about this crap.
Eat my disgusting atrophied shithole, you shit-licking knob gobbler. I want you to gargle my lifeless balls, you dick-smoking mongoloid. How about I wrap your wife's droopy roast beef wadlips in the spokes of my wheelchair and drive around town until her yeasty old cunt falls off?
Oh my god!
Why don't you bend over and suck my teeth?
Wow. You know, you just did everything I could not
my
to
stomach.
Lose myself, but y'all be goddamn if I'm going to apologize for telling the fucking truth. I just want to watch football, and I want to talk football. That's it.
They did a great
That's
job.
It.
They have
oh my god,
such a hell great. Of a staff.
Oh my god, is that funny?
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Oh.
10 producers. I mean, so many people that can just work on one specific thing. It's amazing.
Yep. It's a much bigger staff. That's for sure.
There's no cobbling there.
I know. There's no cobbling going on there. And on that topic, I was going to say, why is that show, I don't know how they do it, but they are PC proof. Well, if they just exiled all the assholes that listen to Get Mad, I mean, it just seems like they can do anything.
Well, because he's been through the fire and he's come out on the other side.
I think there's an expectation to be that.
Yeah. Right? Well, no, I want them to be too. I'm not going to complain about the show.
Evolved.
It's hilarious. It's a great show.
You know, he's evolved.
Well, in some ways.
But still, I think that gives you a little bit of,
I guess,
a buffer.
I think he's reached a point where you know what you're going to get.
Well, I think there should be a lot of shows like that, but some
shows,
people can't get away with that.
I think that's how it should be with comedians.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be jokes that offend, period. Because that really is what he is. That show's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's very funny.
So every other comedian should be able to say what they want. Oh, that reminds me, by the way, of another very small part of The Irishman that I loved.
Yeah.
How about Jim Norton playing
Don Rickles?
Don Rickles was fucking hilarious.
That was really good.
They don't make reference that it's Don Rickles, so you have to. Because
I read that he was playing Don Rickles, so I knew.
And I had explained that part to Julian, who Don Rickles is, because he's a little older for her, too. But it was like, to me, that was just perfect casting.
It was really good.
Perfect. He was really funny.
What is Jimmy Norton doing now? Is he in a lot of movies?
I don't
know.
I really don't know.
I mean, I assume he's still doing stand up, right?
Jim Norton?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be.
I just saw he was on Cameo.
I see his he's got podcasts that do pretty well. He's got his normal one, and he's got one with character.
Yeah.
Chip Chipperson?
Chip Chipperson is the one on Cameo.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually
they both
not...
do okay. I mean, I see him, you know, there we are, ranked, and there he is, ranked.
Here it is.
To the camera and go, oh, hey, what's up? Cameo stuff, you know. Oh, riff on my stupid wife or my fat piece of garbage husband or whatever. Maybe I'll have Edgar do a few. Here, you do them. I don't want to talk to these pieces of garbage.
$69 for Chip Chipperson, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know the character, but I mean, he had a serious show with Opie.
Here he is from the Irishman.
Joe, your doctor called. You died an hour ago.
He looks like Rickles, too.
He does.
You a Jewish fella? Would you like to be? Don't worry about the operation. We don't do that no more. We freeze it. Then you stand there and don't do anything, and a Mexican broad comes over with a wet rock. Thwack! See, it's okay to laugh. I make fun of everybody. That's why God put us on this earth, to laugh. I work everyone. I make fun of blacks. I make fun of Jews. I work gypsies. I work Italians. Well, not those Italians. No. It's okay, Joe. I got the money.
Oh, shoot.
Be very careful.
Really small role, but God, he's really good.
All kidding aside, happy birthday, Joey.
Joey? God, I kind of want to watch the movie again.
I was going to ask that. Is The Irishman the type of movie that you want to see? Because, I mean, when Goodfellas comes on, I want to watch Goodfellas.
There's scenes.
Even if it's just for a clip. Same thing with Casino.
I must admit, I've watched Goodfellas a number of times. Casino's great, too. I think it's great.
I think any scene with Sally Bugs I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Oh yeah. I don't know if this movie, maybe in a few years.
Drew, it's his magnum opus.
It's not his magnum opus. I think Goodfellas is his magnum opus.
Yeah, Goodfellas is probably better. This is newer.
I just think the de-aging thing is weird.
I know it.
I accepted it. I'm like, okay, I'm fine with this. De Niro looks younger. He didn't look enough younger. And then when he looks like Red Fox at the end of the movie, it just blew my mind.
Oh, spoiler.
Who else is going to tell you that? Do you know what I'm talking about, Mark?
Yes,
do you know what Red Fox looks like?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Did he look a little like Red Fox?
Yes.
A whitened Red Fox.
Elizabeth.
Old Red Fox, not
yes.
young
no,
Red
I,
Fox.
No, I, in a weird way, I do see it, yes.
It was so
I don't
weird.
Think I would have thought of that, but once you said it, it's like, yeah.
I never think of Red Fox either.
I'm trying to think of what else is Scorsese's. Casino's pretty damn good.
My roommate used to play Red Fox records.
Really?
Yeah. He was pretty funny. He was. Some of those old guys don't get credit for being as funny as they were because, you know, he was.
Like
he
Don was, Rickles?
Don Rickles.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Hackett was funny in a stupid way. He was dirty as hell.
Henny Youngman. And he's in Goodfellas, remember?
He had his one-liner. Yeah, he is. I know, it's incredible. You want to do it now? How far, Brandon?
We're done.
211, you want to check out a cameo that was given to you?
No.
I'm not ready for it. I've seen it once, and I didn't get all the way through. It really annoyed me. I mean, really annoyed
me. Do you want
me
to play it after? That way some
okay,
of the listeners
can hear
it?
Yeah. Ugh. Dustin Diamond, somebody bought a cameo.
All right.
Oh, boy. You know what I never quite realized? Does he remember us?
His last time he was on the show, he was pissed at us.
I know. He's been pissed at us three times now.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do the last one.
I have a feeling he's pissed at everyone.
I think
he
so,
gets
too.
Pissed at everybody he talks to.
By the way, I got far enough into this to the point that he seems to be suggesting that he's extremely successful.
Yeah, he mentions that in the first 10 seconds.
It depends on
really,
what.
He's
whoever,
really rich.
Whoever purchased this cameo, I don't know what they said. I imagine it was along the lines of, hey, give
oh,
Drew
shit. I know. No, I'm sure they meant well.
Give Drew shit because you have more followers than him on Twitter or something like that. The only funny thing is, and the listeners won't be able to see this, is he's talking about his fans, and then he's pointing at different fans that are in his room. Ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Box fan.
Yeah, good one.
I think it's strange. What did he, I'm trying to remember what the last big debate was about when he said he was, the last time we interviewed him, he said he was doing college shows and he's making all this money. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then someone said, oh yeah, I saw him talking to 20 people at MSU or something.
Yeah, wasn't he playing like
we had two or three people that said that. And it was like, why
is he playing
is
like
he,
a cafeteria or something?
It was something really, I mean, it almost made me sad actually, but. You know, when people who are sort of D-list, like Aaron Carter, have to tell you how much money they have, it's sad. And I don't believe it either. Maybe it does. I don't know.
Could be nicer to people.
Oh, yeah. And this, I'm not even blaming him for this.
No, I just meant in general.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a big anniversary coming up, too. It's almost Christmas.
Oh, the stabbing.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, boy.
Do you realize how many, like, true crime things happen on Thanksgivings?
I know. Well, JFK is right before it.
Kelsey Barrett, though, that was a Thanksgiving murder.
Wait, was JFK, was that Thanksgiving that year?
It was 23rd. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what day. Well, no.
It was Thanksgiving weekend, was it? Because the NFL was going to cancel football on Sunday, and they didn't.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny to think about that.
His greatest mistake. Peter Uberoth's greatest mistake.
It was
Roselle.
Roselle.
Yeah, it was his biggest mistake. I don't know. What does it really help to not have football?
Kind of.
I mean, the nation was really distraught. You can hit the outro, Brian.
All right. I was going to say
how
that
distraught the nation was in The Irishman.
The greatest Thanksgiving.
There's a scene. Yes.
Thanksgiving true crime that we just missed the anniversary of.
Oh, that's right.
There was this one.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, put it down, bitch. Put the golf club down, you crazy bitch.
You motherfucker. I never should have married you.
You're overreacting, you stupid Swedish cow.
Then why the fuck are you getting the text and message from some lowlife hooker on Thanksgiving?
God, shut up. Shut up. Where are my fucking pills?
Oh, yeah. Take my Vicodin, Tiger.
I wonder how close this is to what happened.
Just listen to me.
Listen to this.
Ah, wasn't it
fucking
Ambien?
Whore.
Yeah. But he's taking Vicodin, too.
But where the fuck do you think you're going?
I'm getting the fuck away from you.
Open the door, you motherfucker.
That's funny. That's great.
Hey, God. It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
You can hit the outro, Brandon.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and may be calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. Okay, you gotta do this for me.
Huge.
Quickly. All right, bye.
Wonder how many times you had to make that call.
And you can golf right near there if you bid on the Killer Cares.
Yeah, the online auction. The auction's going on now. It ends Friday, the 6th of February. What's the site? Where do you go?
Killercares.org. I think .com works too.
Okay.
You see it right at the top. Or you can come bartend with us. Or
yeah, you can
sit in on a podcast.
Hang out for the show.
A Red Wing package.
Lions Club Seats versus Tampa Bay. Red Wings Club Seats. Row 20 Center Ice versus Montreal Tuesday 1-7. And that's what he said. He'd take up Mickey and Ken. 2 UM Hockey Club Seats. Ken's missing the game tonight. He's sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Matt Shepard filling in.
God, he's once again just sitting. I thought once he got the Tigers gig, he wouldn't have to sit in his driveway in his car waiting for a broadcasting job to open.
It's insane.
It's amazing how quick, honestly, it's really amazing how quick he can
I think he's doing something else today, too. Play-by-play. Is there a Michigan game today or something on Sunday?
No.
Okay.
You mean the 8-0 Michigan Wolverines? How come we didn't talk about that?
I know. It's a basketball school.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is. Lately.
And baseball.
That's true. They're very good. All right.
The store's still open.
Oh, Drew and Mike's store. Yeah.
Cyber Monday.
Trudy joins us tomorrow.
Hi there. Dustin Diamond here, but you knew that already. I mean, after all, look at me. Successful, handsome, talented, rich, and many, many, many followers. We'll get to that. I'd like to say thank you for letting me invade. Well, you didn't really let me. That's what an invasion is. I'm here regardless. You can say hi to Mike. Yeah. I mean, the Mike and Drew podcast, right? Mike and Drew. What? Oh, Drew and Mike. Oh, okay. Who's the host? Okay. So yeah, the Mike and Drew podcast. I look forward to checking it out more. I'm not trying to bust chops or anything, but I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know if the host of the show should be listed first if he's got such a small, puny, tiny, little just following on Twitter. I really don't. Let's just call it what it is. It's my following is so much bigger. So much bigger. It's got to really anger him. Oh, yeah. But you got to do everything top-notch when you're successful, if you want to be successful. Drew, I'll give you some tips. If you're going to do something in excess. When I have fans, I have fans. There's one of them now. You got to do things in excess. You can't just have one. You got to have many fans. You got to have all kinds of, hey, one of my other fans. You know, you got to really do things up the right way. You got to make sure that you know that when you're out there, look, I'm not going to make fun of you. all joking aside, you really got to get your followers up, man. You really do. Okay, seriously. I just want to wish you good luck. Just good luck with the podcast is why I'm here. Just keep it stiff.
All I hear coming out of your mouth is blah, 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 blah. I don't know what the hell you're saying. Just shut up.